From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Hi, everyone. Thanks for stopping by on this Saturday night. Mitchell Speltz with you from the CSRA SRP Park as we hit the weekend here to conclude the second homestand of the opening season for Augusta. Close out the month of April tonight as the Green Jackets look for a series victory. Look to clinch that tonight against the Delmarva Shorebirds after a 6-4 win yesterday. Great starting pitching from Landon Leach. Offense got a big 4-run second inning. Braulio Vasquez, a 2-run homer, really the big spark in that inning. Helped Augusta get to the finish line. Delmarva made it a little close thanks to a couple of errors in the ninth inning. But a double play ball induced by Rob Griswold against Daryl Hernandez helped him finish it off, pick up his second save, and deliver a win for Landon Leach. So now Augusta, in what might be a bullpen game today, Sam Strickland will get the start. He will be facing the hard-throwing right-hander Moises Chassé for the Shorebirds as they look to give themselves a shot to split tomorrow. Green Jackets looking for a home series win, trying to take four of the first five from Delmarva. We're just getting it started here on the On Deck Show, built by Taxslayer. When we return, we'll check out the starting pitchers for tonight here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Taxslayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Taxslayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Taxslayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Taxslayer today. See why Taxslayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at taxslayer.com. Taxslayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Taxslayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Taxslayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Taxslayer today. See why Taxslayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at taxslayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Show here from SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz with you here on the call coming up later on tonight in Game 5 between the Green Jackets and the Shorebirds. Augusta has won 3 of the first 4. They look for a series win tonight. They will send left-hander Sam Strickland to the mound. This is what was originally Tyler Owens' spot in the rotation. However, he pitched out of the bullpen very well as they will put Strickland in a spot here tonight in what might be a bullpen game, so we'll see how long he goes. He's made one appearance for Augusta. He was a 19th-round draft pick last year, and his first outing was a very good one. Did so last Sunday against Fayetteville. He came in for Owens after he only got through an inning due to high pitch count. And, man, he picked him up in a big way. Pitched 4 1/3 innings. That ties the longest outing by a Green Jacket reliever this year. 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned, however. As Strickland pitched very well. The left-hander from Samford University and a native of Birmingham, Alabama, gets his first career start in the professional ranks for the Green Jackets. On the other side, Moises Chassé gets the call. The right-hander from Venezuela, a very young right-hander, 18 years old. He makes the start, 6'1", 213-pound right-hander. He is making his third start of the year. Got roughed up a little bit last time out on Sunday against Myrtle Beach. They took him out, runs 1 strikeout and 1 walk. However, impressed in his first outing, 4 innings of relief, picked up a 12-out save, struck out 7 in that game at Lynchburg. And what was interesting about his last start, Pelicans knocked him around, but his first start against him earlier in the week, threw 4 shutout innings and gave up just 2 hits and 5 strikeouts. So Chassé, an electric young arm in the Orioles system, he will make his third start today as he faces the Augusta Green Jackets. We continue on the On Deck Show, built by Taxslayer. In just a moment, we'll take our drive around the league on the other side here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Next show, Built by Taxslayer, continues on here from SRP Park as we get set for Game 5 here of the six-game series to the Green Jackets and the Shorebirds. Now time for a driver on the league presented to you by EZ-GO. A couple games currently in progress in the Carolina League. Down East with a 2-0 lead early over Carolina. That game is at Granger Stadium as Down East, the home team for that game, an early 2-0 lead on the Mudcats. That'll be the next opponent for the Green Jackets coming up. More on that in a little bit. Fayetteville and Kannapolis are on their way. That game is in the bottom of the third at Segra Stadium. Woodpeckers and Cannonballers are scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Game set to roll at 6:05, as well as us. Myrtle Beach is hosting Columbia. Pelicans have won three of the first four in that series. Charleston is at Fredericksburg, and Salem is playing at Lynchburg. That game starts at 6:30, locally in Lynchburg, Virginia, at the Bank of James Stadium. In the Braves affiliations, great night last night. All five Brave affiliate teams won, the four in the minor leagues. Of course, the home team, the Atlanta Braves, they won in Texas yesterday, 6-3. Scores tonight, none so far, all set to go around 6 o'clock as Rome is hosting Greensboro. Rome Braves have won 3 of 4 from the Grasshoppers. Gwinnett has won 3 of 4 against Norfolk. They host them at 6:05. Mississippi is at Montgomery tonight. That's a 7:05 Eastern start, 6:05 local. From Montgomery, Braves beat the Biscuits last night in what was a 9-5 victory for the Braves. And of course, we've got our game here tonight. Augusta and Delmarva getting started at 6:05. Braves are at Texas once again. They will take on the Rangers at 7:05 Eastern time. We'll take another break here on the On Deck Show. Come back with the starting lines presented by SRP just after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree, hey?
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening.
A let's check out the Stern Labs here on the On Deck Show, presented to you by SRP. The Stern Labs tonight first for the Delmarva Shorebirds, who are 6-13 on the season. They are 7 games out of first place in the North Division of the Carolina League. Felipe Alou Jr. is their manager. They are the affiliates of the Baltimore Orioles. Leading off, the second baseman, Luis Valdez. Batting second and DHing is Nolbert Romero. Michel Desson is in the 3 spot. He is the center fielder. Batting cleanup in left field, Isaac Bologna. In the 5 spot, Davis Tavares. He's in right field. Batting 6th, shortstop, Isaac De Leon. Ryan Higgins bats 7th. He's at first base. Batting 8th at third base, Moises Ramirez. And in the 9 spot, catcher, Brian Hernandez. Again, for the Shorebirds, it's Valdez, Romero, Desson. Bologna, Tavares, De Leon, Hernandez. Moises Chasse, the right-hander, 18 years old from Venezuela, makes his 3rd start, 4th appearance tonight for the Shorebirds. And now for your Augusta Green Jackets, who are 10-9 on the season. They are 3 back of Myrtle Beach, off the pace for first in the South Division of the Carolina League. Nestor Perez is their first-year manager, and they are in the affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Leading off, 3rd baseman Caleb Durbin. And 2nd at shortstop, Cal Conley. In the 3 spot, 2nd baseman Geraldo Quintero. Batting cleanup is the right fielder, Stephen Paulini. Batting 5th, catching, Ruzber Estrada. In the 6th spot, the designated hitter, Mekhi Backstrom. Braulio Vasquez is the first baseman. He bats 7th. In the 8th spot, center fielder, Caden Morton. And batting 9th, left fielder, Connor Blair. Again for Augusta, it's Durbin, Conley, Quintero, Paulini, Estrada, Backstrom, Vasquez, Morton, and Blair. Sam Strickland, the left-hander from Birmingham, Alabama, and Stanford University will make start number 1 tonight, his 2nd appearance overall. Time for tonight's umpiring crew, and the bases tonight is Juan Gomez. Chris Jenke is behind home plate calling the balls and strikes. SRP Federal Credit Union helps members enjoy a good lifestyle by providing them with a positive incentive to save and build financial stability for today and for the future. They offer their members products and services of a high quality, which develops more of an appreciation and trust for their credit union. Members can easily access their accounts and control their funds anytime in the day or night. With SRP Online and SRP Mobile, they're always open for business. Now let's check out the injury report presented by Augusta University Health. Green Jackets currently have 4 players on the injured list. Chris Englund, the left-hander, Ben Thompson, another bullpen arm, is also on the injured list. Catcher Antonio Barranca placed on the IL earlier this week with a left thumb issue. Adam Shoemaker, left-handed starter for the Green Jackets, is also currently on the 7-day injured list, dealing with a left shoulder injury. All 4 of those players for Augusta are currently on the IL. We'll take another break here on the first pitch. Green Jackets, Shorebirds, Game 5 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks.
and maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare.
SRP Park, Saturday Night Baseball here in the CSRA. Mitchell Spelts with you as we gear up for game 5 of 6 between the Green Jackets and Shorebird. Green Jackets can consider a series victory tonight with a win over the Shorebirds after a 6-4 victory last night. Starting pitcher tonight, Sam Strickland, the left-hander from Birmingham, Alabama, and Samford University right in Birmingham. He is making his first start of the season after a very impressive relief outing back on Sunday. This is his first professional start as well. The left-hander went 4 1/3 innings, struck out 2, walked 2, allowed just 1 run on 2 hits, with that run being unearned. He'll get the call today. What might be a bullpen outing today for Augusta, as Strickland will get the call as the starter for the Green Jackets. Here is the starting lineup for the Shorebirds that he will face this night, as Luis Valdez will lead it off, followed by Norbert Romero and Michel Desson, Isaac Bologna, Davis Tavares, and Isaac De Leon, the middle three for the Shorebirds. Ryan Higgins, Moises Ramirez, and Brian Hernandez complete the starting lineup for Felipe Alou Jr.'s Delmarva Shorebirds. Green Jackets defense tonight looks like this. Connor Blair's in left field with Kaden Morton back in center. Right fielder is Stephen Paolini. Caleb Durbin, Cal Conley, Geraldo Quintero, and Braulio Vasquez around the horn on the infield. Catching today, making his first appearance with the Green Jackets since being recalled from High A Rome. Now Strickland's ready to go, and what is Star Wars night here at the ballpark? So Star Wars-themed jerseys tonight for the Green Jackets with black ball caps and white pants. Road grays for Delmarva, black numbers and lettering with orange trim and black ball caps. Strickland ready to roll. First pitch of the switch hitting. Valdez is hit sharply to short. It's under the backhand of Cal Conley and into left field. And Luis Valdez with a rocket single just past Conley at short. And we are underway here from SRP Park at 6.04 p.m. locally. They're going to give that a hit to Valdez as that one was smoked right in the direction of Conley. Back in there after a few days off. And Valdez, who's had a very nice series hitting the ball, he is aboard. And now it'll be the number two hitter, Norbert Romero. Another guy who's had a nice series of games. Strickland working with a quick base runner as the first pitch is darted in there from the left-hander, and it's 0-1. Well-rested is Strickland. A reliever by trade. This is his first professional start. Worked mostly at Samford in that role as well. A throw over to first. They'll check on Valdez, who dives back in. Strickland, a left-hander, has a little bit of an edge, holding runners on at first. Shorebirds don't run a ton, but Valdez is a guy who will try and steal one. He's got 5 stolen bases to lead the team. He's been caught once. There he goes. 0-1 pitch is high. Estrada fires it down on a hop. It'll go into center field. Going up to third is Valdez, as that'll be a stolen base and an error. on the Green Jackets as Estrada will pick that one up. As Valdez picked the perfect pitch to run on, and he had that stolen even with a good throw. But unable to pick it clean was Quintero, and now a quick runner at third for the Shorebirds. Single, stolen base, and an error. Error number 27 on the season for Augusta, and Valdez lost his helmet back around second base when he dove into it. So let's track that down for him. The pitch, the count is 1-1 to Romero. Last pitch was a ball. Now Strickland looks to get one on the ground here. That is something he's very good at. Keeps the ball down. Brege, not a guy who's going to strike out a ton, but he is a lot like yesterday's starter, Landon Leach, who struck out just three, but he went deep into the game, 5 2/3 innings, and a big part of that, he's pitching to contact. He's trying to get you to roll out and do something weak that'll lead to an easy out. 2-1. A foul back in our general direction, a little to our right, and it's 2-2. The right-handed hitting, Nolbert Romero. Romero batted in the 9th spot yesterday, was 0-3 with a strikeout, moves up to the 2 spot today. Strickland's 2-2 pitch. A little number foul as he taps it off the plate. Rolls near the on-deck area for Delmarva. 2-2 still. Notably, no Darryl Hernandez in the lineup today for the Shorebirds. Had a home run and a single yesterday. He has been, from a contact perspective, their best hitter in this series. Valdez has also been very good, as well as Romero at the plate. 2-2 is in the dirt, smothered by Estrada, and the count goes full. And it was Hernandez at the plate yesterday when the game ended. The guy that Delmarva wanted up as the go-ahead run, but Rob Griswold got him to bounce into a second double play of the ball game. 3-2 pitch. That one hit hard to center. Caden Morton will go back on it. He'll have room. Makes the catch. Valdez will tag, and he will score as that one will come back into the infield. Morton's got a strong arm, but too deep with the speedy Valdez as he trots in, and it's 1-0 Delmarva in the top of the first inning. If there's one guy who can make something close in the outfield, it's Caden Morton. He has a plus arm in center field, and not a bad throw, but Valdez too fast and just too deep. And Romero picks up an RBI on the sac fly. First pitch of the three-hitter, Michel Desson, is a strike as Strickland works the inside edge. 0-1. For the time being, that is an unearned run, but that could change how this inning plays out. 0-1. A swing and a miss. Strickland put it by him. And it's 0-2. Desson in the 2 spot yesterday. Back in there now in that 3 spot with Hernandez out of the lineup. He's been there almost every game in this series. Inside corner, says home plate umpire Chris Jenke. It's Jenke behind the plate today. Juan Gomez, the base umpire, currently stationed over at first with nobody on. The 1-2, a little bouncer towards third. Charging it is Caleb Durbin as he'll flip over to Vasquez, and that'll be out number 2. Durbin getting the call at third base today. He has been at shortstop the last handful of days with Cal Conley getting some days off. First game for Conley since his walk-off home run. And Conley's been in there every day, giving a little bit of a breather. Two away in the inning for Isaac Bologna. 1-0 Delmarva in the top of the first inning. Lefty, lefty. First pitch to Bologna is a strike, and it's 0-1. Bologna's switch hitting ability, but he is hitting as a left-hander. More comfortable side for him. The 0-1. Is low, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. You see some guys do that. You try the switching ability. Of course, it gives you an advantage if you can do it well both ways. As Strickland kicks and throws. A grounder towards first. Backhand by Vasquez. He's going to try to run to the bag himself, and he's not going to win that race. Strickland a little late getting over there, and I think that was the right call by Vasquez to try and go there himself, but Strickland had a late break on it. I don't think he thought initially that was going to be Vasquez's ball. As a result, it's an infield hit for Isaac Bologna. If there's one guy who could win that long race, it is Vasquez with his exceptional speed. And Bologna also moving quickly down the line. It'll be the second hit of the inning for Delmarva. And now it's Davis Tavares. Strickland trying to get through the first inning. This is pitch 16 as there's a swing and a miss by Tavares as he climbed the ladder on him. Let's go back to the switch inning for a second. You do see some guys, especially at a younger age, just give up one side. Pick your preferred side. Work on that. Better to be really good from one side than average from two, as that one's fouled away by Tavares, 0-2. At the end of data to back up which way is better, and of course everyone has the natural of what you grow up doing. If the splits will tell the story at the end of the day. 0-2. A swing and a miss. Got him to chase one upstairs, and Strickland strikes out Tavares to end the inning. But the Shorebirds get on the board as Valdez scores on the sack fly by Romero. Half it in the books. Shorebirds 1, Green Jackets coming up on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with autopay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted health care.
Shorebirds jump out to a 1-0 lead on a sacrifice fly. And now to the mound for Delmarva. Right-hander in Moises Chasse making his third start. Fourth appearance of the year. Chasse got roughed up a little bit at Myrtle Beach on Sunday. Just two-thirds of an inning. Four runs on four hits. He struck out just one and walked one. Otherwise, has been very good. Had a game against Myrtle Beach earlier last week. That was very good. See if he can bounce back. As Caleb Durbin will lead it off against Chasse. Get the rest of the lineup to you in just a second. From Chasse is a little bit low, and it's 1-0. Durbin leading it off. Cal Conley, Geraldo Quintero behind him. In the middle is Stephen Paulini. Roosburgh, Estrada, Makai Backstrom. 1-0 pitch. A swing and a liner to right. Moving near the line is Tavares, and this one will twist foul. And it's 1-1. And the bottom three in the order, Braulio Vasquez, Caden Morton back in there with Connor Blair occupying the nine spot. And the defense today behind Delmarva as Durbin walks it back to the box. Isaac Bologna in left. Michel Desson in center with right fielder Davis Tavares already getting a little bit of workout going after that ball. Moises Ramirez, Isaac De Leon, Luis Valdez, and Ryan Higgins third to first on the infield with Brian Hernandez doing the catching for Chasse. 1-1 is way up high, and it's 2-1. Chasse, a hard thrower, also has a little bit of a sinker he'll throw to get some ground balls. Another guy who looks to keep the ball down in the zone. Also a slider changeup mix. 2-1. And there's another fastball. That one's high. Back-to-back high pitches to Caleb Durbin, who is on a heck of a roll right now. Getting 350. And nearly over 400 in his last week worth of games. 3-1 from Chasse. Is a bender, and it just missed off the outside corner. Kind of froze the Shorebirds a little bit. Hernandez held it there and got stunned when it was called a ball by Chris Jenke. And Durbin works the five-pitch walk. So an early walk issue by Chasse. His seventh of the season. And just under 10 innings of work. A couple of four innings appearances for Chasse. His first one was actually a 12-out save against Lynchburg back on the 13th of April. Big lead for Durbin off of first. Chasse's first pitch to Cal Conley is on the inside corner as he swerves in a slider. It's 0-1. Conley is back in the lineup today after being off since his walk-off home run back on Tuesday, getting some extended rest. Durbin a big lead off first once again, looking to run. There he goes. The 0-1 is pitched. He's served up into left center field. Going back is Bologna and DeSone. It will be Bologna making the call and the catch. Conley had a good pitch to hit, went after it, and gave it a ride. Nice, easy swing, but not a quite enough distance on it, and there is one away. Now it is an 83-degree day at first pitch tonight. Might see the ball carry a little bit, some humidity, not a whole lot of wind. An Now Quintero in the three spot playing second base. Bats with Durbin at first. 1-0 Delmarva, bottom of the first. As Chasse deals to Quintero, misses down and in. As he threw him a sinker, 1-0. Durbin 11 for 11 on stolen bases. He is currently tied for third in the Carolina League in that category. Trying to move closer to the top. Another good lead off of first. There he goes. 1-0 pitch is down and in. Throw from the knees of Hernandez is not going to be in time. Another swipe bag for Caleb Durbin. Very difficult pitch for Hernandez to throw on. Down and in. Threw it from his knees, and he had to be quick about it. And he nearly pulled it off. A couple hopper down to second. Good, well-played bounce by De Leon. At least gets something, a tag on there. But Durbin has now his 12th stolen base, and he has not been caught. That is the most impressive part about it. 2-0 to Quintero as Chasse gets a new set of signs. Pitch clock restarts. Green Jackets have the early tying run in scoring position here in the opening inning. Long look in by Chasse. Comes set with about 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Kicks and throws. And it is on the inside corner. Just caught it as he worked the inner part to Quintero. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Quintero batting just .176 on the year, but they love him at the top of the order, the way he can work at bats, put the ball in play, draws walks. Getting the call at second base here today. 2-1. Quintero lets it go high, 3-1. That's something you see from him quite a bit, as he doesn't really chase a whole lot of pitches outside the zone, and that's what you want. We're at the top of the order, and even though the average isn't in a spot that's eye-popping, when he's getting on base for guys like Stephen Paulini, Brandel Mesquita, Adam Zabrowski, very capable run. And right now, Quintero's got a chance to play run producer as an early mound visit was put on there by Hernandez to chalk with his pitcher. Chasse gets set for what is his 12th pitch. He's thrown just 4 strikes so far. 3-1. A swing and a miss. Quintero got exactly what he was looking for, but a little late on it as he gave him a heater, and it's 3-2. A nice crowd filing in here on this Saturday night. We still got some room for you. Come on out if you're in the area. Great night for baseball. Got some fireworks coming up after the game tonight. Good lead for Durbin off second. He's running for third. The pitch to Quintero is lined to center. Base hit. And the hit and run's going to pay off. Durbin will score. Quintero drives one in, and we are tied at one. Had a great jump for third, and Quintero dumps it right into center field, and it does not take long for Augusta to even this game up. 1-1 with Stephen Paulini, number one, coming up for the Green Jackets. That's a good hit and run right there. Durbin, 3-2 pitch. He knew his batter had to protect, but with that good a lead, you're going to try and take off. You never know on a strikeout or something of that nature. Durbin probably scores anyway from second, you'd figure, with his speed, but you never know. He probably would have waited to make sure that got down first. So with the wheels in motion, gives Quintero an RBI, and we are even at one. Now Paulini to the plate. First pitch to the lefty is bounced up the middle. This will be tracked down by Valdez. Underhand flip the second to get the out there. They will not get Paulini at first, no throw. But Valdez saves a base hit as he tracked that one down. He has excellent speed. First time he's played second in this series. He's been primarily in the outfield at this point. And he makes a nice play, takes one away, forces the fielder's choice. And now here's Ruzbar Estrada. That's another nice defensive play by Valdez. He's done so a lot in center this series, but now pick one up at second as Estrada comes to the plate. First time he hits is a Green Jacket. First pitch to him is lasered to left center. This has got some carry, and he'll get to the wall. Here comes Paulini. Nestor trotting into second is Estrada, and the Green Jackets take a 2-1 lead. Estrada wastes no time whatsoever on the first pitch. He jumps all over it and sends it to left center field, just shy of the track. One hops off the wall, and Augusta's got a 2-1 lead here in the first inning. Making his first start of the season for the Green Jackets, began the season in High A Rome. Brought to Augusta after the injury to Antonio Barranca, and he makes his presence known right away. I send in one to the left center wall off the right-hander, Moises Chasse, and the Green Jackets put up 2 hits and 2 runs here in the opening inning. Paulini an easy score with 2 outs. First pitch to Mekhi Backstrom. He is outside, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. You're seeing the hits piling up for Augusta in this series. Had 9 of them last night, a season-best 17 on Wednesday. The 1-0, Backstrom had a big cut, but he missed. Big breaking ball from Chasse, and it's 1-1. Now, their batting average a couple nights ago as a team was an even 200. It is now hovering around 230. Delmarva pitching has helped them escalate their batting average into a respectable spot, really putting the ball in play quite a bit. 1-1 pitch is too tall, and it's 2-1. An early season slump, and now here they are swinging the bats well, putting the ball in play, and this is exactly what Nestor Perez was looking for when the season began. Ran into some good pitching, and now they're starting to see the ball well, doing some good things to get into rhythm. Backstrom trying to add the lead. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It's way high. And Chasse is struggling a little bit here in the opening inning. 3-1. He's got two outs. 2-1 Augusta. Now the last pitch was his 19th. And it's been a little bit of fighting the command for Chasse. He's got the one walk, but he's thrown a lot of pitches. Didn't do Estrada. It was one pitch and one swing. But Durbin made him work. Quintero made him work. And now we get 3-1. Backstrom had a great cut but missed. Got a fastball. Great fastball count was on it, but a little early. And the count goes full. Third three-ball count of the inning that Moises Chasse has faced. Backstrom trying to extend the inning for Braulio Vasquez. 3-2 pitch is on the inside corner, and Chasse strikes out Backstrom to end the inning. Well spotted by Chasse. Not much you can do about that if you're Backstrom, but we're through an inning. Green Jackets on the board. RBIs from Quintero and Ruzber Estrada. 2-1 Augusta. We go to the second on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Only one.
Early offense for the Green Jackets. They counter with two in the bottom of the first to take a 2-1 lead. RBIs from Geraldo Quintero and Ruzber Estrada in his first at-bat on the very first pitch he saw, and a double to the gap. And now Sam Strickland's got a lead to work with. He'll face Isaac De Leon to start off the second inning for the Shorebirds, and what is a 2-1 lead for the Green Jackets. First pitch is upstairs to De Leon, and the shortstop for the Shorebirds. It's ahead of Strickland, who had a run come in against him. There was an error involved, however. 1-0 pitch popped up in the infield foul territory. This will be Braulio Vasquez with the shades on, tracking it down and making the catch. Estrada with the shades on behind home plate had a tough time finding it right away, but then he got to it. Strickland on the mound helping instruct his infielders where it was. And that's an easy two-pitch out to get De Leon. And there is one away for Ryan Higgins. Vasquez DH last night. He is the first baseman tonight for Augusta. First pitch is in the dirt to Ryan Higgins, who had a three-bagger and an RBI early on yesterday, that which was a brief lead for Delmarva. It would only last for that half inning before the Green Jackets snatched him back with four in the bottom of the half. 1-0 pitch, fouled back by Higgins as he'll get out of play. Got a good cut on it. One ball, one strike. Higgins trying to get his back going at the plate. Comes in batting just .167, his 18th game as he takes a ball just off the outside corner. As Strickland worked quickly, 1-1 one strike. Currently 10-for-60 at the plate. 1-1. Higgins shoots one to the left, charging in and making the catch as Connor Blair got the sun in his direction, so had to really size that one up. He's got the shades on as well as all the outfielders. But Connor Blair, right where it was headed, had to come in a few steps, and the left fielder makes the catch. Two away for Moises Ramirez. Strickland working very quickly. First pitch to Ramirez, a bullseye, and it's 0-1. Working with the pitch clock, gets the ball, ready to go. Takes about 5 seconds in between pitches. 0-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. 0-2. I talked about this a little last night, but these are the kinds of pitchers I think are benefiting the most from the pitch clock. Guys like Strickland who are not factored by the time. They just get it and go. 0-2 pitch is high, and it's 1-2. And you watch the batter. Normally they'd step out of the box, take a practice cut, adjust the batting gloves, but that is no longer the case. You got about less than 5 seconds to do so if you're going to. 1-2. He's going to catch the corner, and Strickland punches out Ramirez to put down the side in order in the second inning. His second strikeout, he's retired 4 Shorebirds in a row, and we are through an inning and a half. From Augusta, Green Jackets 2, Shorebirds 1 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV? Boat.
Nice easy. Gets the side retired in order with a strikeout of Moises Ramirez to end it. And the lead is 2-1 still for Augusta as you play in the bottom half. Rayo Vasquez, yesterday's IT player of the game. IT guy of the game presented by Premier Network. Augusta IT guys as he looked to see if he can replicate that performance here on Saturday. Batting in the 7th spot. Got a little delay on the field. Closing out the on-field activity, so they got to close up that left center gate. Now we're good to go. Vasquez with the Star Wars themed jersey is in from the left side. Righty on righty, first pitch to Vasquez, tried to bunt, but he pushed it foul. As it'll trickle down the left field side. No balls and one strike to Braulio Vasquez. A couple hits yesterday, including his 2-run homer during the 4-run third. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a foul, and it's 0-2. Check that 4-run second inning yesterday. Shorebirds took a 1-0 lead in the second, and the Green Jackets would take it back and then some. Vasquez a big part of it, also had a double. Tried to stretch that into a triple, but the Shorebirds caught him in between second and third. Wiped him out there. 0-2. A swing and a bouncer foul, got in front of it as he reached across home to get it. Still 0-2 to Vasquez. He's putting together a very nice season in his second year in Augusta. This is his 10th game. He has reached an 8 of the 9 and owns non-base percentage at .421. And a small sample size relatively. 0-2 pitch, grounded to the left side. De Leon backhand's got to hurry. Throw over to first on a hop is in and out of the glove of Ryan Higgins, and Vasquez will beat it out. That one might be an error. If Higgins holds it, he's out. Got it popped out. Might be an infield hit. When you have Vasquez running, you do have to consider that his speed makes the difficulty of the play much more intense. De Leon did a nice job getting rid of that ball quickly, and now here's Caden Morton. Interested to see how they score that. I'd figure error, but I could see hit two. And if so, it's another error on Delmarva, and it would go on Ryan Higgins over at Caden Morton to the plate. Batting as a right-hander. Chasse's first offering is right in there. As he gasses in a fastball, nothing in one. Still deciding that one. They have given it an error. And I think that is probably the right call because Higgins had it in his glove, just bounced out. Good lead for Vasquez. He's running. The 0-1 pitch is outside. Hernandez from his knees on a hop. It is not in time. And a stolen base for Braulio Vasquez. Two very difficult pitches for Hernandez to throw on. Tip your cap to him. He is putting over some good one-hoppers from his knees. But wrong guys running. Durbin and Vasquez. Each of them have a swipe bag now. For Vasquez, that is his fifth. He is second on the team, tied in that department behind Durbin. Cal Conley also has five. Okay, now Vasquez, an error, a stolen base. Ends up at second base. The 1-1 to Morton is on the outside corner, about knee high. And it's 1-2. Morton looking to drive one in. He's got three this year. All of them came on his home run swing back in Columbia to cap off the final game of that three-game series. As the infield back, trying to punch one into the alley somewhere. 1-2. A check swing, able to hold up, thought about it. 2-2. Delmarva playing in pretty shallow. A lot of room behind the center fielder, DeSohn. Good defensive outfielders typically play a little more shallow. They can cover more ground backwards and are more comfortable going that way. 2-2. A swing and a miss. A strikeout of Caden Morton as Chasse picks up his second K of the night as he goes to the gas to get Morton, and there is one away for Connor Blair. Big-time fastball from Chasse. He's a hard thrower and also gets some sinking movement as an 18-year-old right-hander. Very promising arm for the Shorebirds, who are a young team now. A lot of teams in single A are around that 19, 20, 21 years old. There are some exceptions, of course. This is a Delmarva team in particular that has a lot of young talent. As the pitch comes inside to Blair, nearly caught the jersey. And it's 1-0 to the 9-hitter. You have, do they shine here right away? Do they need a little time? Just because you struggle here for a year doesn't mean you're not going to be a good player. For a lot of them, it's their first year in professional baseball. And 1-0 is outside, and it's 2-0. Of course, you play in the Dominican Summer League. You also have the Florida Complex, Arizona Complex League. Yeah, this is where I think it really starts to get legit. It's full season baseball. You play 132 games. It's an everyday thing. Not that you're not doing it at the other levels, but different kind of grind here. And this is where I think players really start to adapt as the 2-0 pitch is a little down and out. Good spot, though, by Chasse. And it's 3-0. Some thrive, some don't. Some need time. I think Stephen Pauline is a good example of that. Had a tough season a year ago with the numbers, but he has been arguably their top hitter in the top portion of the lineup. Him and Brandel Mesquita have been big run producers. Caleb Durbin at the top of the order. That has been a nice big three this team has put together. 3-0 pitch. Blair hits one into left field on a 3-0 pitch. Base hit. Vasquez will go to third. Had a late break. Wanted to make sure that got through. But Connor Blair, how about it? With the green light, got what he wanted and serves one up with a nice barreled swing into left field. And there are runners on the corners for Caleb Durbin. Nestor Perez has not been afraid to give any of his hitters the green light, and I'm all for that. When you break down the baseball game in particular, the analytics show you might as well just take 3-0. But if you get what you want and put me over fastball, let it rip. And you're going to get results. Connor Blair is a guy who's not playing every day like some of these players, so you might as well try and get some hits. Get into a room. Get into that ability to get hot. First pitch to Durbin is down low. It'll get away from the catcher, Hernandez, and not getting a read on it right away was Blair. Went about halfway, then retreated. Definitely not far enough for Vasquez to score, even with his speed, but if Blair sees that right away, he's at second base. But by the time Hernandez got to it, thought better of it. Good choice. Let's go back to Blair for a second. When you get your opportunities to play, you're not looking to walk. If you get walked, you get walked. But if you get pitches to hit, you go after them. And throw over back in. Vasquez watches it all the way through. And he'll walk back to third. Runners at the corners for Augusta. One out in the inning. 2-1 Green Jackets. They have a chance to add to it. Good speed on both bases. Could see a first and third steal possibility. Here's the 1-0. A check swing. Durbin able to lay off one just up and away, right around the shoulders. 2-0. Currently the leading RBI man on the Green Jackets, Caleb Durbin, and he's doing it a lot from the leadoff spot. You know, that is the tip of the cap to the bottom of this order that has gotten on for him. Has come through with timely hits. Currently one up on Brandel Mosqueda in the RBI department as he takes a strike, a wide one on the slider. A big sweeper from Chasse gets him back in the count, 2-1. Cal Conley waits next for the Green Jackets, who are in the Star Wars-themed uniforms tonight on what is Star Wars night at the ballpark. 2-1. A swing and a liner foul as that one will drift out of play to the right side as Durbin was a little late on it. 2-2. It's a tradition like no other. It's hard to go to any sort of stadium that doesn't have a Star Wars night. Just kind of the most popular theme. It's easy to do. Got jerseys, got mascots, got lightsabers. The whole nine yards. And, of course, Star Wars, very popular. 2-2, a swing and a miss. Durbin swings through a high fastball, and Chasse gets a huge strikeout of Caleb Durbin, just what he was looking for to get the second out. His last three outs have been via the K, and now it's Cal Conley. Anything that would be to come home this inning for Augusta would now be an unearned run, any of them that would score. Due to the error that allowed Vasquez to reach over at third, so this is going to work. Chasse work a little harder as he faces Cal Conley, the switch hitter. Bats as the lefty, which he's done most of his switch hitting from. A throw over to first, and back with a dive is Blair. Talked about earlier about Isaac Bologna maybe giving up the switch hitting. Cal Conley is a guy who does have a home run from each side of the plate this year. Matter of fact, did it in one game. Back-to-back innings against Columbia, hit a homer as a lefty in one inning, then did it as a righty in another. Pitch to Conley is a little inside, and it's 1-0. For those of you maybe not too familiar with it, what's the benefit of being a switch hitter? Well, it's easier to pick the ball up out of the hand, especially with breaking pitches. And a guy like Chasse, who has a good slider, it's a tougher pitch to throw because it's going to break towards the batter, and you put it at risk of being hit harder as the 1-0 is high, 2-0. It's hard to work that pitch to the side of the plate you want to go with it, considering which way it's breaking. If you throw inside, you might hit Conley. If you try to be too careful with it, you might leave it out over the plate where it becomes a very drivable pitch, so it becomes a much more difficult one to throw. If you can put it on the inside spot, you're going to do very well. 2-0 pitch. Conley fouls one away as he sends it into the seats left side. That's 2-1. But mostly being able to pick the ball up better out of the hand is the main advantage to it. When you face a right-hander batting from the left side, and then you turn around and vice versa. Ball two, strike one. Green Jackets up 2-1. Here's the pitch, and it is just a bit inside. Hernandez held it there for a good couple of seconds. Chris Jenke calls it a ball. And it's 3-1. Geraldo Quintero waits next for Augusta. He would bat if Conley were to reach. Already drove one in this game. Manager Mojo leads off both bases as the 3-1 is tomahawk back by Conley. That's 3-2. That'll get Blair on the move over at first. He's had sizable leads. As Conley looks to get hot, he's going through a little bit of a skid at the plate, but then had the walk-off home run against Delmarva. Now looking confident again. Every hitter goes through it. Conley, a very good one. You know, it's just a matter of time until he gets hot as he chokes up a little bit. Watching it all the way through, making sure that he goes home. This is where, as a base runner in this 3-2 spot, when you know you're going to be on the move, not to get over anxious because a pitcher can pick you off and no need to throw a pitch. They'd rather do that. Full boat to Cal Conley still. This is pitch 45 in the game for Chasse. There goes Blair. Pitch is lined to left field, twisting, and it will drop just foul. Just a little too much slice to it as that one was drifting into the corner. Looked fair initially. that when you go the other way, it's going to have that outward slice and just not able to stay inside the chalk. Missed it by about 5 feet, maybe a little less than that. My measurement skills are not very good. Talked about earlier this week, math is not my strong suit. Estimating measurements of how close it was in that instance, probably not fairly accurate, but I can tell you it was less than 5 feet. We'll do it again. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch coming. A swing and a miss. And Chasse strikes him out. And Conley frustrated with himself as he foul tipped that one into the mid of Hernandez. And we are through two now here from SRP Park. Green Jackets trying a couple in the second. We go to the third. It's Augusta 2 at Delmarva 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a print, so yeah. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Two to one game. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park as the Green Jackets have a one-run advantage over the Delmarva Shorebirds in game five of this series. Sam Strickland coming off his best early inning, put down the Shorebirds in straight order. Got him in three in the second, and he will face 9-1-2 for the Shorebirds. Brian Hernandez will lead it off against the left-hander and Sam Strickland. 19th round pick by the Braves in last year's draft. First pitch to him is down low, and it's ball one. Catcher for the Shorebirds has been tested early. The Green Jackets have stolen a couple of bases on him. A couple nice throws from his knees, however. 1-0 pitch behind one. Looked like he got fooled as he tipped into the mid of the catcher, Estrada. 1-1. Break even pitch. A fly ball foul. Hernandez a little late on a nice easy swing. Got a piece of it. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Second start for Hernandez behind the dish in this series. Oh, it's been a three-catcher rotation for the Shorebirds. 1-2 is up high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. See Creed Willems make a couple starts the last few nights, and he was excellent, throwing out base runners especially. Strickland's ready to go. Here's the 2-2. A bouncing ball right side. This one will stay fair, and it'll be played by nobody. Kind of a no-man's land hit. Strickland tried to glove it. Both him and Vasquez were in the area with Quintero covering. Now that one just not hit hard into a spot where it's very hard to make a play. And as a result, no one is out. And aboard at first is Hernandez. I believe that'll be it. If Vasquez picks that up, there's almost no shot because he has to turn around. Strickland has the easier play because he's going towards the bag. So he tried to glove it with Hernandez moving pretty well. And as a result, infield hit. Top of the order now, Luis Valdez fouls it straight back right off the end, and Valdez is down 0-1. He went right to work to begin this game. First pitch he saw from Strickland, he singled the left field. They have given that a hit. 100% in agreement on that one. 0-1, and swing and a miss. Gassed him up, and Strickland gets up 0-2. I'll see a fastball slider changeup combination for Sam Strickland. Very good pitcher coming out of Samford University, the Bulldogs. 0-2. A grounder to short. Double play ball. Conley flips it on to Quintero on to first, and that'll do two. Nicely turned. Green Jackets continue to pick up the double plays in this series. Had three of them last night, one there. And that is their 11th over the last six games. As their defense has gotten into rhythm with that, starting up those double plays and being quick on those quick flips back to first. So that wipes off the infield hit. 6-4-3 on the double play for keeping track back at home. Base is empty now for Nolbert Romero. As Strickland looks for his second consecutive three-batter inning, as the pitch has popped up. This will stay in the infield. Braulio Vasquez backs up in the dirt, makes the catch. And that's nice, easy work once again from Strickland. Gets around the infield hit with a double play and an infield pop-up. And he has gotten through the first three on 37 pitches as we head off to the bottom of the third. Still Augusta 2, Delmarva 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Score still, bottom of the third inning. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call here from North Augusta, South Carolina. Right along the Savannah River as we've got a great crowd on hand. Game five of this series. Green Jackets with a win tonight can lock up a series victory and also an opening 12-game homestand victory. Split with Fayetteville, trying to win 4-5 to start against Delmarva. Maybe go for 5-6 tomorrow. Got their opening day starter, Royver Salinas, set the toe of the rubber. Geraldo Quintero starts off the third for Augusta. First pitch to him is a big breaker that misses down and away. One ball, no strikes to Geraldo. RBI single into center field last time up. They're playing him shallow out there. As he takes one in the dirt, and it's 2-0. Deepest outfielder is Tavares in right field. The zone is very shallow. Medium distance for Bologna out in left field, but the zone very comfortable out there in center field. 2-0, a big swing and a miss. 2-1. Got beat on one just in front of him last time. That led to a run. Not going to let it happen again. But Quintero does have some lift. He does have a home run. On opening night, did so in Columbia as he turned around a pitch to the right field porch. 2-1 pitch. Hit high in the air to left. This will be playable for Bologna as he goes near the line. We'll circle underneath it and put away Quintero for the first out. Got a nice swing on it. We've seen Geraldo Quintero get some nice swings through the zone, trying to get that launch angle. That's a very big thing in baseball now these days. But just missed that one. As he went after one. That in the cleanup spot once again. He's been around that 3-4-5 spot consistently all year, and he's earned that. As the first pitch is a ball outside, 1-0. Right in the spot, Nestor Perez won him, considering how well Polini has driven runners in over the last 10 games especially. Up 1-0 in the count here. Chausse's pitch to him is up and away, and it's 2-0. Last 10 games for Polini, he has collected 12 hits, and he's driven in 9 during that stretch. And this is game number 20 of the season. 2-0 is a strike. We're at the knees, inner half, 2-1. Seeing the ball very well in what has been a nice comeback season for Steven. Two one, a ball down low, 3-1. That's always the difficult thing with a guy like Polini. You come out of high school, you're playing single-A baseball, there's already these built-in expectations, you're a top 30 prospect, and there really hasn't been much seen from you, and you, of course, you try to live up to those, but it can be a tall task as Polini swings through the 3-1 pitch, and it's 3-2. But now, playing a lot like he can. Seeing the ball well, hitting it to all fields. 3-2 pitch is inside, and Stephen Polini draws the walk. In addition to what has been a good run driving in runs, Stephen Polini just extended his on-base streak to 13 games. Continues to get on base regularly. On with one out here in the third inning for Roosburgh Estrada. Last at-bat needed just one pitch to do damage as he sent the double to the wall. See how Chasse approaches him this time as he waits to go through the signs. Estrada uses all the time, a lot of to him to get into the box. And he's ready to go. Pitch clock at 5. As Chasse checks first. First offering to Estrada's down away, 1-0. Pitch clock now moves up to 18 seconds with a runner on base. And as a hitter, have to be in there and ready to go by 9. Otherwise, he's in there now. Chasse looks over. And will toss over. And back with a dive is Paulini. And he only gets so many pickoff attempts as well. Got to use them wisely. Also adds another strategy element to the game as a pitcher and as a base runner. The 1-0, Polini takes off, and a foul by Estrada. Had a good one to hit. As a belly flop dive into Polini, he gets up and says, what happened? Foul ball. One ball, one strike.
We had a BMW. We've been to an SUV, Georgia plates in the parking garage. Your lights are on.
One ball and one strike as Estrada gets back in there. Green Jackets up 2-1. The catcher coming over from the Rome Braves after a handful of games there. Break even pitch is a strike and 1-2. Someone look at Estrada moving down from high A to single A as a demotion, for lack of a better word. But sometimes that's just the way it works out for a pitcher or a position player. If someone gets injured on the roster below you and they need a body, Estrada's going to get some more playing time. At this level, 1-2 pitch is high, 2-2. That's a good thing. Get some consistent at-bats, get some reps. Give yourself an opportunity and get your mindset in a spot where you're ready to go when you return. Baraka is going to miss maybe a week or two with a thumb injury he suffered about a week ago. Polini runs again, 2-2 pitch is rolled to the right side. Backhand by Higgins, only play is going to be first. Not sure they get a double play off that anyway. Up to second goes Polini. Productive out for Estrada. And there are two away for Mekhi Backstrom. That's some good hit runs by the Green Jackets. Saw the first run come in on a hit and run with Durbin running, and then Quintero brought him in. And now with Polini run to stay out of the double play, Estrada able to get him over. Three unassisted on that put out. And now Mekhi Backstrom looking to up this lead. Each team with three hits, but the Green Jackets have a 2-1 lead. Batten has a left-hander. Letters, 1-0. However, I don't think letters exist on the jersey today. Oh, there's an A on the chest. And the Star Wars-themed uniforms, if you're just picking us up. Star Wars night. They're auctioning those off here at the ballpark. I'm sure those will go for quite a bit. They are a state-of-the-art or one-of-a-kind uniforms. Backstrom fouls it away, 1-1. Better word for it, or better phrase. A lot of teams in minor league baseball, not just Star Wars theme, but you have a specialty night. You'll get uniforms and then auction them off for a good cause. Not going to get them anywhere else. Break-even pitch. Backstrom takes one down and in, and it will skip away from Hernandez. Up to third goes Paulini. On a breaking ball with a lot of backspin to it, Hernandez able to do only so much as he slid over to try and stop it. Took a tough hop, gets away, and what will be a wild pitch for Chasse, and now he deals with a runner at third. Not going to hurt him too much unless he throws another wild pitch. Two balls and a strike to the lefty Backstrom. Chasse kicks and throws as he fires a strike around the inside corner, and that is the spot where a lot of pitchers have looked to work Mekhi Backstrom. Backstrom has gone to the opposite field with a lot of his hits this year. He certainly has big pull power, but they're trying to make him turn around those fastballs, which is no easy task. Those inside pitches are tough. 2-2 pitch is just off the outside corner. Well spotted, though, by Chasse, and the count goes full. Cabrillo Vasquez Dunax. Green Jackets trying to add to their lead, up 2-1. All the runs for both teams coming in the first inning. 3-2. Backstrom check swing and a call strike three. Right on the inside corner as they go right back to that spot, and Chassé gets Backstrom for the second time. We move to the fourth inning here from SRP Park. It remains Augusta 2, Delmarva 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
For a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Moving on to the fourth inning here from North Augusta, SRP Park. Mitchell Spouts with you on the call. And a 2-1 Augusta lead. Here's Michelle Desone to lead it off against Sam Strickland. Lefty on righty. Strickland's first pitch to Desone is lined to right and going up the ladder to make the catch. Nope, it's into right field. I beg your pardon. Just over the glove, so excuse my false excitement on there. I lost the ball after it hit his glove. View's a little obstructed. But it's a base hit for DeSone. Well, it would have been a very good catch, however. Vasquez. But it's a base hit for DeSone. Fourth tonight for Delmarva. And now Strickland will look for one on the ground. I was geared up for that play. I thought he was going to bring that down. He got up there. As a pitch to Bologna's a swing and a miss. As DeSone is on. It's that kind of night. You just got a feel for it. But now Strickland will look for one on the ground here. Vasquez holding on the runner, not a big lead for DeSone as the 0-1 pitch is in the dirt. Good block by Estrada. And it's 1-1. Not the first time I've had an instance like that. I thought a good play was made, but it was in and out of the glove. Sometimes that ball just disappears on you. Strickland look over to first. There goes DeSone. Pitch is low, and Estrada's not going to have a throw. Skipped him in the dirt as he was ready to snap that down. DeSone did not have a big lead, so he had a shot down there. But he'll take second as he picked the perfect pitch to run on. He steals second. Gets rid of that double play possibility on what is his fourth stolen base of the year as he's on as a tying run. Two one. A foul back by Bologna. Nice cut on it, and it's 2-2. Big swinging left-hander, switch hitter. Batting as a lefty as he's staying that way, even against the lefty Strickland. From the Virgin Islands, he's had a very nice series. Multiple extra base hits. There goes DeSone for third, and he fouls it away. That would have been an interesting play at third. Durbin was well off the bag. I don't think they're going to get him on that because Durbin would have had to make a catch on the run, and a moving target for a catcher is never an easy thing. That's when you try and eat it up at the last second. You try to hold yourself back, and you can, and you might snap that down into no man's land. Count still in two, 2-2 to Isaac Bologna. Strickland's pitch is popped up behind home, and that'll get out of play. Still two balls and two strikes to Bologna. And just under 300. Has four doubles on the season. Three of them have come in this. I'll do it again. 2-2. Strickland kicks and throws. And he missed down. Didn't chase it. 3-2. Deloney, a very healthy 375 on base percentage. Has 21 strikeouts this year and 55 at-bats. However, will take his walks. He's drawn 9 of them. 3-2. A grounder to second. Right there is Quintero. Only play is going to be first, as moving to third is Zason. So the stolen base helps the double play stay out of commission. But Strickland does record an out in the hot ground ball. 4-3 on the putout. Now a tie run to third for Davis Tavares. And Strickland doing what he did very much so in his first outing, getting the ball on the ground, going for contact, and that's going to help a guy like him stretch out a little bit. This is his first professional start. Didn't start much either in the college level. Got the first pitch is down to Tavares, the cleanup batter, the five-hitter, I should say. And it's 1-0. Strickland had a very good career at Samford, was a first-team All-Southern Conference selection in 2018. That was his freshman year. He was also a freshman All-American. 1-0 pitch, a foul back by Tavares. And it's 1-1. Also the media selection, the Southern Conference, as the freshman of the year. He came on in a big way. Numbers weren't quite as good his next few years despite the early success, but still a very effective reliever, one of the top Samford had, as the pitch is high, 2-1. And there was a lot to like about him. You look at maybe ERA numbers and you're not blown away by it, especially in a school like Samford, who is not a power conference school, but there are things you look at. A lefty like Samford, who did show strikeout ability, but has shown also the ability to adapt. 2-1 is on the outside corner. It's 2-2. And that's important. I mean, a lot of guys try to be strikeout pitchers, but there is a way to have a good career in baseball, even without the strikeout ability. You can point to a number of guys who live by getting the ball on the ground, going for contact. As a result, they pitch either very good at starters or relievers as a 2-2 pitch. Strickland had an ERA of just over 5 in his final year at Samford before the Braves picked him a few months later in the 2021 draft in the 19th round. 3-2 pitch. A liner foul down the left field side. And it's 3-2. I should say with Strickland, who's worked reliever work exclusively at the professional level, did pitch mostly as a starter with Samford, made 14 starts in his final year there. 3-2 pitch. Tavares sends one in the air to shallow left. Connor Blair and Caden Morton come in. Morton's calling for it. He's got a big arm. He'll make the catch, and they will not be able to tag the runner as he gets it in quickly. Certainly not deep enough, and not a chance on Caden Morton, as that will keep Desson stranded at third. Connor Blair was going to catch that ball, but Caden Morton called him off, says, I got it. Man, you're not going to find too many better arms in the Carolina League than Caden Morton. I think they're still talking to each other jokingly. But that's good teamwork right there. Not that Connor Blair doesn't have a good arm, but that is a cannon out in center field. And he's got a resume to back that up. He's got 3 outfield assists. And I'm not sure he's scoring on either one of those guys, to be perfectly honest, as the pitch is high. And it's 1-0 to Isaac De Leon. 2 outs in the inning. Augusta leads 2-1. And that just wasn't hit all that deep. But Caden Morton got that in quickly and threw it right on the money to home before it was cut off. 1-0. A half swing, they will ask, and he did not go, says Juan Gomez. A tough time locating the umpire, who is over in the third base side. And Juan Gomez, based on the positioning of the base runners, he's in position to make a call over at third if something happens there, and also see the play over at first. 2-0 is outside, 3-0. Got a base open in first. Daly on the batter, Ryan Higgins due next. Strickland looking for his third consecutive scoreless inning. 3-0. That one is a strike as De Leon took all the way. And it's 3-1. Wanted no part of that pitch. One run against Strickland back in the first. It was an earned run based on how the rest of the inning played out. 3-1 is on the outside corner. Right about the belt. And it's 3-2. Trying to come all the way back to get Isaac De Leon, who popped out to Braulio Vasquez to start the second inning. It was a nice catch in foul territory. 3-2. A fly ball into right. Coming in, Paulini. Going back, Quintero. But it'll be Stephen Paulini calling him off and making the grab in fair territory. And Strickland leaves DeSone stranded at third base. And we are through 3.5 now from SRP Park. Green Jackets 2, Shorebirds 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
Hi, this is Caden Morton with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to your future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
We've got a call to the bullpen here in the fourth inning for Delmarva. The right-hander Connor Grady is in to throw for the Shorebirds. Right-hander from Florida State University. The Seminole is a 18th round pick by Baltimore last year from Miami, Florida. As he is on to work, will be his fourth appearance, first against Augusta in this series. Has gone extended work. His first three innings or more in all three of them. One against Fredericksburg and two against Myrtle Beach. Won one of his outings. That was back on Monday last week against the Pelicans. Lost his last one. That was on Sunday. Ready on ready. First pitch to Braulio Vasquez is inside. It's a ball. As Vasquez gets it started for Augusta. Vasquez, Morton, and Connor Blair. The pitch is down and away. Two balls and no strikes the count to Braulio Vasquez, who reached on an error last time up and very much so forced it with his speed. Action has begun in the Augusta bullpen. 1-0 is just a bit inside, and it's 2-0. That looks like Miguel Pena playing catch down there. Pena has been throwing the ball well this year. 3-0. Vasquez hits one in the air, deep center field. DeSone going back. Warning track. Got turned around, and it's over his head and off the batter's eye. That'll go as a ground rule double. Vasquez otherwise had an easy three bases. He'll circle back around and go back to second as he'll get rid of his elbow guard. But DeSone playing shallow out there. We talked about that a couple times tonight. Went back on it, and that ball was in the air for a long time. And he just was not able to get comfortable underneath it. If he gets back to the track, he can get underneath, make the catch, but just never got to that point. And it bounced over the wall and off the batter's eye. That is a dead ball. Otherwise, again, that might be triple number three for Braulio Vasquez. He's at second base. Caden Morton now the batter. Another hit for Vasquez. Adds another double to his line. That is his fourth of the year. Another guy who's picked up the extra bases in bunches. First pitch to Morton is outside, 1-0. Just continues to make a case to keep his bat in there every day. Two extra base hits last night, including a double and a homer, and now a double in this game here in the fourth inning. And the first batter for Connor Grady, pitched by Morton, is chopped foul, and it's 1-1. Another spot for Caden Morton to bring a run home. Another guy with excellent speed. Just trying to find that groove at the plate. He is a raw prospect. He has a lot of good physical tools from an athletic point of view. Break even pitch. Morton, a big bouncer foul down the left side. And it's 1-2. Morton is inside the top 40 for the Braves organizational prospects according to Baseball America. He's ranked number 30. And if you've seen Caden Morton play live, there's a lot to like about him. What he can bring to the table long-term. Vasquez, a big jumping lead, stays put as Morton bounces another one foul on the third base side, 1-2. Average in a tough spot for Caden, but his defense and what he can do out there, and as well as his base running when he does get on, that alone gives you a reason to put him in the lineup every day. That bat comes around. He has a chance to really blossom as he fouls one back right off the end of the bat. 1-2. You only get better with reps, though, and you can always say, well, give him some time on the bench. But a player like him at his age isn't going to get better on the bench. And, of course, there's only so many spots in the lineup. You'd love to get as many guys in there as you can. 1-2. As Morton muscles one, right center. This will fall. Base hit. Broke his bat. Vasquez will get the stop sign around third as Caden Morton picks up a base hit. Right on cue, and there's that strength right there. Able to muscle one into right center field. As that one dropped like a brick once it got into the outfield side, but just got it over the top, run it down. But Morton is out, and now arguably the two fastest Green Jackets are on the base paths. Imbrolio Vasquez and Caden Morton. As the nine-hitter, Caden Morton to the plate. And once again, it is the bottom third of the order, stirring up some trouble for the Shorebirds. As the Green Jackets' 7-8 hitters have gotten on to begin the fourth inning. Not going to take much to get Vasquez home. Morton might be looking to run. Green Jackets already with a couple stolen bases tonight. First pitch to Blair. He thought about it, but laid off a big slider from Grady. Just off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Another one of many draft picks for Baltimore last year that debuted in Delmarva. Going back to last year, pitched six times for the Shorebirds. The pitch to Blair, hit on the ground, double play ball. They'll go to second out there, relay to first in plenty of time to turn the double play, but Vasquez will score, and it's a 3-1 game. Green Jackets do add one. It will not be an RBI for Blair. On the grounder, double play. Got a small ball way to get the runs home. I think Nestor Perez maybe wanted Caden Morton to run prior to that, stay out of that double play, but end of the day, you get the run home, and now two outs for Durbin, but that is a trade the Shorebirds will take. On an easy 6-4-3 double play as Durbin swings away first pitch and sends a soft fly in the shortstop. Right there to make the catch is De Leon. He'll squeeze it, and Durbin is out. But the Green Jackets add to their lead as Vasquez scores on the double play, and we go to the fifth. It's Augusta 3, Delmarva 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile. For just $40 a line when you get four lines only on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Miguel Pena enters on the mound for Augusta. The lead is now 3-1 for the Green Jackets. Four innings of solid work on the mound from Sam Strickland. He exits as Pena will be the second leg of the pitching run tonight. Brian Higgins will lead it off as Pena toes the rubber, righty on righty. First pitch from Miguel is a ball just a bit outside to Ryan Higgins. Appearance number four for Miguel Pena. He has been excellent so far, has yet to allow a run on just a couple of hits. 1-0 pitch is high. It's 2-0. Struck out five during that stretch. Throws a lot of strikes. Has yet to walk a batter in just under four innings. He did have an early stint on the disabled list, or injured list, I should say. 2-0 pitch is outside, 3-0. Used to be called the disabled list. At the injury list, which was changed a few years back, kind of gives it a more specific meaning. Quickly 3-0 to Higgins. Pena trying to battle back. Getting over fastball, makes it 3-1. Take a little bit off the heater just to get it over, assuming the batter's not going to swing. Three-one pitch is just off the outside corner, and that'll be the first walk of the year for Miguel Pena. That one did not miss by all that much. And the leadoff man is on for Delmar. A tying run comes to the plate, and Moises Ramirez. And what is now a 3-1 Augusta lead. Two runs for the Green Jackets in the first. Braulio Vasquez came in on a double play ball off the bat of Connor Blair. Righty on righty, Pena deals, and a fastball just a little bit low. And now the glove of Estrada. Now Pena will look for a double play ball. Delmarva came into this series not hitting into many double plays, but that has been a theme for them. They've hit into five in this series. 1-0 is down and away, and it's 2-0, and out comes the mound, Bruce Burr Estrada. Trying to calm down Pena. I think he's rushing a little bit out there. Trying to slow down the tempo, calm him down. And sometimes that first inning of work can be the most difficult one for some pitchers. Of course, you're amped up, you're in the game, you have the lead. Now you just try and settle down a little bit, catch your breath as Estrada will use up as much time as possible, continue to talk, and Chris Jenke will come and break up the conversation. And now Pena points to his second baseman, says, be ready. As the Green Jackets are looking for their second double play ball of the night, they got one off Luis Valdez in the third inning to wipe off an infield hit. Is down and away, and it's three balls and no strikes. Green Jackets up by two. Pena in danger, putting the tying runs aboard with back-to-back walks. Fighting the command. The 3-0, a swing and a miss. Ramirez gets the green light, but out in front of one a little bit as Pena slowed the tempo on him. 3-1, as Higgins gets a modest lead off of first. From the stretch, Pena ready, kicks and deals. A bouncer off the catcher, Estrada. And Pena's come all the way back to work the count full. Longest outing for Pena in this brief season so far, just an inning, two-thirds. Missed most of the Myrtle Beach series with his injury, but missed the minimum of 7 days, that was all, something very minor. 3-2 pitch. A bouncing ball foul, not hard hit off the bat, and has a roll to the on-deck area where Brian Hernandez is standing. And the count stays 3-2 as we play in the top of the fifth inning. Delmarva trying to put up a threat here in the fifth. Pena trying to shut it down. A throw over to first. Higgins leaning a little bit, just checking as he dives back in. First throw over by Pena. Ramirez struck out against Strickland back in the second inning. 3-2. A pop-up foul behind home. Vasquez charging after it. Estrada will ditch the mask, and he will have room right against the backstop. Ruzber Estrada able to use every bit of space he had to make the catch. And Pena comes all the way back to get Moises Ramirez for the first out. Not the biggest backstop in terms of space here compared to some ballparks, but Estrada just able right against that wall. And if that touches the fencing in any which way, that is a foul ball, even if it just barely grazes it. That's also good awareness by Estrada. This is his first game catching for the Green Jackets this year. Higgins with a jumping leadoff first. Stays put as Brian Hernandez takes one down and in. And it's 1-0. And that's what makes what he did just working with Sam Strickland also impressive as well. Hadn't caught him before. He's been here, familiarity with the pitching group. A throw over and back with a dive is Higgins. So far, he's caught a really good game. And I'll try to continue that with Pena. Final line tonight for Strickland, very good. Four innings, four hits, one run. With two strikeouts and no walks. 1-0. It's down and in, and Estrada wanted to snap that one down, but lost the handle. As the pitch was down and in, it's 2-0. And those are two very good outings for Sam Strickland, pitching with the Augusta Green Jackets. It's most of last year at the Complex League after being drafted, and now a couple of outings with Augusta. Good start for the 19th round pick last year. Higgins is running, 2-0 pitch is high. Slow down by Estrada is going to be late, and it's in and out of the glove anyway of Conley. If he holds it, I'm not sure they get him. I think he looks safe, but you never know. But him put the tag down, knocked the ball free. Count is 3-0 to the 9-hitter, Brian Hernandez. Got Luis Valdez waiting next. He'd come up as the go-ahead run here in the fifth inning. What is currently a 3-1 lead for Augusta. Trying to take four of the first five from the Delmarva Shorebirds. The 3-0 pitch is a strike, and it's 3-1. Delmarva did move up Greg Cullen's rehab assignment to High A Aberdeen today. So short a position player, only 29 on the active roster today. 3-1, a swing and a miss. And Pena, back-to-back 3-0 counts, has come back to work at full as he's getting fired up out there. Can he strike out the 9-hitter? Get him out any way he can. Normal depth all around. Big right center gap for Hernandez. The 3-2 pitch. A liner foul down the first base line, down near the bullpen for Delmarva. 3-2. The biscuit chants are in full force as Pena looks to deliver. He strikes him out. 3-2. And he got him looking. Lands the breaking ball in the inside corner. Strikeout for Pena and biscuits for the fans. There are two away now for Luis Valdez. Major league pitching right there for Miguel Pena, working his way all the way back. And he pulls out the parachute and lands the breaking ball right on the inside part. That is only the third strikeout tonight for the Delmarva offense. It's been a very similar formula as last night. A lot of ground ball outs for the pitchers so far today. Pitch to Valdez is outside from the switch hitting Luis Valdez, and it's 1-0. Any way you can produce the outs, defense will take in. Green Jackets have been set defensively tonight. 1-0 is a breaker, and that hits the zone from Pena. Valdez got fooled on it a little bit as he came inside on him, 1-1. Trying to strand another base runner. Shorebirds have stranded two so far. Break-even pitch. A little wave and a foul as Valdez reached out for it. And it's one ball and two strikes. Green Jackets have stranded four. That's been very interesting this year. You look at the hit totals between the two teams. Augusta's got 143 coming to this game. Delmarva 139. 1-2. In the dirt. Good block by Estrada. And it's 2-2. But a huge difference in runs scored. Augusta has scored 100 prior to this game. Delmarva has scored just 69. So two teams who have a very similar amount of hits have a run differential of 31. And there's a reason why Augusta is a game over 500 and Delmarva is 7 back. 2-2. A swing and a miss. Pena strikes out Valdez, who slams his bat. Pena pumped up coming off the mound as he works through some early trouble to pick up back-to-back strikeouts. Halfway home from SRP Park, Green Jackets 3, Shorebirds 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
All right, fans, looks like we have some very special folks down on the first base dugout with Katie and Augie.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Miguel Pena fights some command issues in the top half of this inning early on, but he battles back in a big way as he strikes out a pair of shorebirds and leaves one stranded out at second base. A walk and back-to-back 3-0 count to the next two batters, and he ended up getting all the next batters to follow the leadoff walk. So now Augusta looks to add on. Cal Conley starts it off against Connor Grady as he works in his second inning. Mitchell Spelch with you from SRP Park. Bottom of the fifth, we'll take our first look at the Carolina League scoreboard and our driver on the league presented by Easy Go. As Conley, Quintero, and Paulini are due up. Righty on lefty battle. First pitch to Conley as the switch hitter takes down and away from Grady for ball one. Down East shut out Carolina today, 2-0. That game is already final. That was a quick one. I don't think that one lasted 2 hours. 1-0 pitch. Conley serves one deep to center. Going back, Valdez gets turned around, but will have room. Makes the catch, and that is out number one, just beyond the shadows. Another long drive by Conley. Just missed it. Put some nice swings on the ball in this series. One away for Geraldo Quintero. Another quick one in Fayetteville tonight. Woodpeckers starting to play some nice baseball. Kannapolis has really fallen off a bit since their hot start. First pitch to Quintero, floats outside for ball one on the switch hitter at the plate. One thing that's remained consistent is Myrtle Beach playing good baseball. They lead Columbia 5-0 in the sixth. 1-0 is a little inside as he floated another one up there. Another breaking ball miss from Grady. Fredericksburg also playing well. They lead Charleston 6-1. 2-0 is on the inside corner. Three straight breaking balls from Grady. Makes it 2-1 to Quintero. And the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 7-0 in the third. As that one's hit hard towards first and into right field for Quintero as he goes up to tomahawk one through the right side of the infield. And Quintero's got his second hit of the night. And what has been a nice little pick-me-up game for Geraldo Quintero. Now Stephen Paulini comes up with a runner on. Third multi-hit game of the season for Geraldo Quintero. He's got two of the six hits tonight. Paulini looking for his first. See if Quintero maybe thinks about putting the wheels in motion here. He's got a good lead off of first. Brady not looking at him much. First pitch is fouled off the other way as he sprays into the left field seats. Nothing in one. Quintero can run a little bit also. Three stolen bases for him. Green Jackets with 33 as a club. Top third of the Carolina League. 0-1 is high. 1-1. A team 1-9 that has very good team speed. And not just stolen bases tell you that story, but the triples do too. They've had some guys motoring all the way to third base on some balls that you wouldn't necessarily think are easy triples. 1-1 pitch. Paulini fouls it back. Went down to get it. Got a little underneath as he was behind it, and it's 1-2. But the extra base power speaks for itself. Green Jackets with a team OPS just north of 700. That's a healthy number as a squad. Big lead for Quintero. 1-2 pitch upstairs. 2-2. A team, if they can run and swing for power, an offense that has a chance to be very dangerous. And you're already seeing how well they can pitch. That has been a constant. A throw over big lead. Quintero just got back. Those close plays will grind your teeth a little bit, but that tells you Quintero has maximized his lead over at first. Very good snap throw by Grady. First time he's thrown over, and he made the most of it. Another big lead by Quintero back in the same spot. 2-2. Polini takes one inside, and it's 3-2. Now you might see Quintero run on a 3-2 pitch. Ruzber Estrada waits next for the Green Jackets. Another good lead for Quintero. Grady comes set. A throw over again, close, but he gets the left hand in there. Another head first dive. A few quick tags over there by Ryan Higgins, who's played nothing but the outfield so far in this series, getting his first call at first base. Three-two pitch. He's running, and the pitch is a called strike three. Throw down to second. It's going to go into center field. Quintero on his way to third. The throw there will be cut off right away by De Leon. A stolen base and an error. We charge on the Shorebirds, but Connor Grady does get a strikeout of Polini on a good pitch on the inside corner. Polini wasn't a big fan of it, as he had some words for Chris Jahnke, I think, asking, was that really on the inside corner? Ends up being a strikeout for Grady. Now here's Ruzbar Estrada. That stolen base there, not going to hurt Grady too much if he's able to get Estrada. Third stolen base tonight for the Green Jackets. First for Quintero. Second error also on Delmarva. First pitch to Estrada. Half swing, and he went around as they asked Juan Gomez out on the bases. 0-1. Good breaking ball from Grady. The right-hander coming. One of the top pitchers with the Seminoles last year. Pitched there for 4 years. 0-1 pitch. Down the left field line. Base hit for Estrada. This one will go to the corner. Quintero will score. And Estrada is going to have his second double of the ball game. And also a second RBI. It's 4-1 Augusta. As he smokes another one. This one he just keeps inside the bag. Pass Ramirez. And the Green Jackets keep on tacking on. 4-1 now the score after Estrada picks up double number two. And he has hit the ball hard multiple times in this game, even on the one he got out on. See if Mekhi Backstrom can keep the rhythm going. Hey, you like what you're seeing from Estrada. First game here, it's like he's been here the whole time. First pitch to Backstrom, he fouls it right off his toes. A nice cut on it, and it's 0-1. See if he can level one up here. Green Jackets with three home runs in the series. Backstrom's got the power to make it four. One home run from this year was in Columbia. Fireflies will be coming here on the next homestand, which will follow up their next road trip, which will cover the next week in Carolina against the Mudcats. 0-1 pitch. Backstrom serves one foul as it'll slice to the left side and bounce out of play. 0-2. 4-1 Green Jackets. They're out hitting Delmarva 7-4 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. You can never have enough insurance in a baseball game, that is. 0-2. A swing and a miss. Chased one in the dirt. Hernandez has to throw it down to first, as he does, and they will get Backstrom for the final out. But Ruzber Estrada, stay hot, young man, as he picks up an RBI double down the 4-1 Augusta. We go to the sixth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP. 20.
Bruce Verschada strikes again. It's 4-1 Augusta. Two doubles and two RBIs today. As it's now a 4-1 game, Miguel Pena back to the rubber for Augusta in the Star Wars themed jerseys tonight on Star Wars night. Also, post-game fireworks coming up here from SRP Park. Green Jackets hoping to bring it in with a win. First pitch to Nolbert Romero, the two-hitter, and he pops it up foul. Estrada a look near the on-deck area, and he will have room as he makes the catch. And Romero, beside himself, had a good one to hit, but sent it straight up the elevator shaft. And that's an out for Pena on one pitch to start off the sixth inning. Four straight retired by Pena after the leadoff walk. Here's Michael Disson. Righty on righty. As Disson digs in from the right side, Pena from the stretch exclusively deals outside for ball one. Disson, the young outfielder coming over from the Colorado Rockies. Orioles got him in the trade for Michael Givens a couple seasons ago. 1-0. Is a strike. One ball, one strike. Just 19 years of age. Signed as an international free agent by Colorado. Has the 1-1 pitch. A soft bouncer to third. Caleb Durbin will size it up. Flip it over to first. And two are gone. As Vasquez lost it on the transfer. They do secure the out. And there are two away now for Isaac Bologna. It all popped out, but Vasquez easily with control of the baseball, and there are two gone. Pena a chance for a very quick inning. One pitch needed to get Romero, a couple to get Disson. And now here is Bologna. 5-3 on that last put out. You're keeping track. Little shift on for Bologna. First pitch is low, 1-0. Got more of a pull shift in the infield. However, an opposite field side for the outfield, Caden Morton playing more left center than he is center. Big right center gap for him. 1-0. Hey, swing and a foul out of that. Got him on the hand. That is the non-catching hand, so his right hand, and Austin Smith's going to come out and check on him. It's an unprotected area, and most catchers put their throwing hand, which is their right, of course, right on the side, so when the ball is coming in, it is a little exposed, and fouled it off his hand, and you hope that didn't strike a bone somewhere where that's going to do some damage because that ball is coming in hot. Austin Smith checking up on him. I think it's just one of those things, just trying to shake it off. Okay, check out that hand. Austin Smith, very good athletic trainer, second year with the club. I don't know if something popped out on him or trying to just massage that hand, get it comfortable. But all indications say Estrada's going to stay in there, and he has been a gamer here tonight the way he has swung the bat. In addition to that, of course, he has caught a great game. And Miguel Pena playing some catch with his infielders, trying to stay loose. And you would assume Adam Zabrowski would come in if he is unable to continue, but we'll see. It looks like he's good. And they'll let Estrada pick up a baseball, try and grip it and throw it. Of course, that can be a very dangerous play, but he appears to be all right, which is a very good sign. See if he throws off another good one. I think he threw the thumbs up. Looks to be okay. And they'll continue to play catch as that one goes into right field. Just trying to get comfortable with it, and they'll let him get as many tosses as he needs as Chris Jenke is obviously very aware of the situation. It looks like Estrada's going to stay in there as he spikes the baseball. And he will go back behind home plate, and we'll see how he responds. He's a tough man. As he shows the umpire, Chris Jenke, his hand says, got a little bruise right there, and now he'll try and force it away, and it wasn't his glove hand, it was his throwing hand, which is, of course, the one that is not protected at all. There is a lot of padding associated with a catcher's mitt, and rightfully so. You're catching some hot fastballs. Some of them wear gloves underneath, some don't. Now the count is 1-1 to Isaac Bologna after all that. 4-1 Green Jackets, top of the sixth. The pitch is cut on and missed. 1-2. As Pena looks for a three-batter inning as the wave's going on here. 1-2. A swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. And Miguel Pena puts down the Shorebirds in order in the sixth inning. 5.5 are done here from SRP Park. Green Jackets 4, Shorebirds 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Fans, it's your last chance to bid on the game.
All you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers.
Raulio Vasquez leads off the home half of the sixth here from North Augusta. Mitchell Spouts with you on the call. Green Jackets lead the Shorebirds in game 5, 4-1, as we play in the bottom half of the sixth. Connor Grady back out for work for Delmarva. First pitch is outside from the right-hander. Grady allowed a run last inning off the hit by Roosber Estrada. Green Jackets have manufactured a run off him in the last two innings. 1-0 pitch, bouncing ball left side, past Ramirez and into left field. Braulio Vasquez, another multi-hit game. Gets one past the third baseman for Delmarva, and he is aboard. And a dangerous base runner indeed over at first. Here's Caden Morton. Vasquez has wasted a very little time, a lot of occasions stealing second base when he's gotten on at first, so we'll keep an eye on him. Caden Morton, a single his last time up as he dropped one into right field. Grady's first pitch to Morton, he's swinging a miss. Out in front of a slow-moving breaking ball, 1-0, or 0-1, excuse me. Vasquez trying to move himself into scoring position, getting some good leads. 0-1 pitch, another wave and a miss, 0-2. It's an outside pitch where opposing pitchers have worked more in trying to make him go the other way. Has that big cut, almost as if he's trying to pull everything, but we saw him go the opposite way last time. 0-2, Vasquez takes off, down away. Hernandez from his knees, and he's not going to get him. Green Jackets are picking perfect pitches to run on. Every time they've ran, Hernandez has had only one option, and that's been the throw from his knees. And he's putting as much on it as he can, but not enough. Great jumps, but he's good speed, equal stolen. And Vasquez adds to his total. He's got five now. To make a six, he's got two in this game. 1-2 pitch. Morton lays off another one in the dirt. Stays in front of Estrada. Two balls and two strikes. Morton now with an RBI opportunity. Had Vasquez at second last time up, but Vasquez had to make sure that one got down first. Ball two, strike two as Grady will step off. Green Jackets now with eight hits in the game. Had nine yesterday. Had 11 back in the game on Thursday, a game in which Delmarva won, and then, of course, 17, a season best on Tuesday. As the Bats are finding their hitting stroke here in this six-game set against the Orioles affiliate. 2-2, a check swing, good spot. Morton lays off. Ball three, strike two now to the center fielder for the Green Jackets, Caden Morton. Young man getting drafted out of the Dallas, Texas area, originally from Arkansas, high school selection. 3-2, a bouncing ball that is fair, and it's going to stay in front of Ramirez, and now Vasquez is coming to third. He will dive in, and he's safe. Caden Morton's on at first. That one just stayed fair. Morton was not running right away. He thought that was going to be foul. On the backhand attempt, it skipped off the heel. Ramirez couldn't keep it, and as soon as it got away from him, Vasquez went to third. Now we'll see how that one scored. I think that's going to be an error on Ramirez, but you could also give it a hit, and they do. I think that's the way they go with that. We'll see. I think you can go either way on that one. That was a tough hop. And now Connor Blair, runners on the corner. Same exact situation he had his last time. Runners on the corners with Vasquez and Morton, the two runners, with nobody out. That was back in the fourth inning. And it is a two-hit night for Caden Morton as Blair sends one to left field. Going back, Bologna, warning track, jumps, it's off the wall. Caden Morton will be stopped at third, and Connor Blair's got a two-bagger. And the doubles keep on coming. The fourth tonight for Augusta. And they're ninth in the last game and a half. Connor Blair just won, got it over Isaac Bologna in left field. And the lead is 5-1. I think most situations, Caden Morton's getting sent home on that, but not with nobody out. We're going to play a conservative with Caden Morton, or Caleb Durbin coming to the plate. It has been a great night the last two. For Augusta, for the two baggers, they are picking them up. Infield moves in a little bit for Delmarva. Second, third, nobody out. Durbin, a half swing, couldn't hold up on a big slider by Connor Grady. 0-1. A chance to blow this thing open if you're Augusta. Now up by four, two in scoring position, nobody out. 0-1. A swing and a miss. No balls in, two strikes. Caleb Durbin 0-for-2 in this game. It's been a rare hitless game so far the way he's been swinging. Got on base once. That was a leadoff walk back in the first inning. Oh, 2. Durbin fouls it back. A defensive swing as he went over the plate to get it. Still no ball, two strike count. Base hit, scores a couple, you'd figure. Infield about halfway, and corners are on the grass. Middle is back a few steps. A little behind the bags. Still in a position, though, where they can go home. 0-2 still. Grady, the right-hander, set at the belt and deals back. Durbin flies one into right. Foul territory. Higgins will check it out, but he'll reach the seats. And it remains nothing and two. As Durbin has fouled off, consecutive pitches, trying to stay alive. Top of the order. Nobody warming in the bullpen. This is all Connor Grady right here. Green Green Jackets have picked up the hits on him. They've got seven in just under 3 innings. As the 0-1 is lined down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Morton will score. Blair Wright in his back pocket, and Caleb Durbin has a double. And it is 7-1 Augusta. Back-to-back two-baggers. Durbin this one, Blair the previous one. And the Green Jackets have gotten to counter Grady here in the sixth inning. The extra base power is flashing here this weekend. 15 RBIs now for Caleb Durbin. He has now 7 doubles. That leads all Green Jackets. Still nobody out. Here's Cal Conley. A pitch home, a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. See if Cal Conley can keep it going. They'll make it 5 doubles now tonight. 5 yesterday. That has tied a season high. One more, and that'll be a new record. 0-1, swing and a miss. 0-2, new single-game record this year, that is. Oh, and Caleb Durbin's picked up RBIs. He's gotten them in bunches. He's got 3 games this year with 3 RBIs. Gets 2 on that swing. Game of catch going down the Green Jacket bullpen. 0-2 pitch. A wave and a miss by Conley. Fouled into the mitt of the catcher, Hernandez. And Grady's got the first out of the sixth inning after the first 4 got hits on him. And now it's Geraldo Quintero. The first out that Grady desperately needed. First pitch coming. Quintero taps one off the catcher and the umpire. Hernandez and Jenke got clipped, but nothing serious. Playing catch down the Green Jacket bullpen. We'll see if Pena is gifted a third inning. Lead is now 6. Quintero with already 2 hits tonight. The 0-1 is up high. 1-1. See if he can trade spots with Durbin. Big right center gap for Quintero. Outfield is shallow. The 1-1. Quintero, a slow tapper that hit off of him. Got his leg, and it's 1-2. So now you put your pitchers in a very good spot. You have a lead to work with if you're Augusta. A chance to give some guys some work who haven't had some in a while. And it's always easier to pitch when you know you've got a cushion to work with. Opens up that margin for error. Let's work on some things. As a little step off by Grady to reset as he'll go through the signs again. 1-2. The pitch is down the dirt right over the shoe tops of Quintero. Hernandez snaps it down to second. Durbin goes back, ducking his head. Avoids the tag. Kind of just ducked for cover. Didn't slide. Thought he was going to be good. Just wanted to make sure he didn't get tagged out and stood on the base without diving in. Keep the Star Wars jersey nice and clean, although it's already dirty. 2-2 pitch. Quintero chased one in the dirt, and Grady strikes him out. Back-to-back Ks of Conley and Quintero, and there are 2 away for Stephen Paolini. Paolini looking to get in on the party now. He's had a lot of singles this year. Just 3 doubles, no homers, no triples. With a total of 16 hits this year. Finding his way on any way he can. First pitch, big breaking ball strike. No balls and 1 strike the count. The 0-1 offering, a swing and a little floating foul ball to the netting. No balls and 2 strikes. So Stephen Paolini, Grady's got a chance to strike out the side after 4 consecutive hits against him. 3 runs have scored in the inning. The lead is now 7-1 for Augusta. Here's the 0-2. Paolini fouls another one as he spoils it back. No balls and 2 strikes still. Never an easy out to play. He will make you work for a while. He has that kind of ability to foul off multiple pitches. The 0-2 is in the dirt. Hernandez blocks it. There goes Durbin for third. The throw down is going to go into left, and here comes Durbin. He's interfered with. He will come in to score. He's going to be tagged out, but interference was called first. Interference on the third baseman, Ramirez. Durbin will get home as he was held up ever so slightly, and once he knew it, he slowed down, and it's going to be 8-1. Force the action on the bases. That's going to be another error on the catcher, Hernandez. If Durbin doesn't get held up, he's scoring easily, but it was just a slight grab. Not intentional by any means, but just kind of a slight collision. Durbin called for it right away and granted by Juan Gomez, and it is now 8-1. Green Jackets have doubled their run output in this inning. 1-2. Pelini's soft little bouncer to first. Right there is Higgins. He'll play on a couple of hops and beat Pelini to the bag to end the inning. But another crooked number, another four spot. We're through six as the Green Jackets put four on the board. It's now 8-1 Augusta as we go to the seventh on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
It's now the end of the sixth inning. Now Star Wars Jersey Austin has now...
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health.
Juan Mateo takes over to pitch for Augusta. He will relieve Miguel Pena here in the seventh inning. It's now a 7-1 Augusta lead. As Mateo is on to work, this will be appearance number six on the year for Juan. Hard-throwing right-hander. Faces Davis Tavares as he sends a shot to right field, but Pelini right there as he runs it down. You can't hit it much harder than that, but right in the direction of the Augusta right fielder. One pitch, one out for Juan Mateo. You know, Isaac De Leon to the plate. Four runs for Augusta. It's been a little while for him. Last time Mateo threw was last Friday, so it's been 8 days. They've been dealing with a little bit of a facial issue, an injury. Got struck, and now he's good as he fires a fastball outside, ball one. An injury of sorts that probably won't keep you on the injured list or anything like that, but it makes you a little uncomfortable throwing the ball. But now he's good to go. The 0-1. A grounder left side, Durbin right there. He scoops it up, flips it over to first, and there are quickly two gone. Hit that well, slowed down with some backspin, and Durbin allowed to catch up to it. Two gone, and now it's Ryan Higgins on the 5-3 putout. Last eight shorebirds have been retired. The last man who reached is the guy at the plate, and Ryan Higgins. A walk against Pena. That was the only guy he didn't get in his two innings. First offering to Higgins is a little low from Mateo. And it's one ball, no strikes. Mateo with a second organization, a bit of a late bloomer. He's 29 years of age. Spent a couple of years in the Cleveland Guardians slash Indians organization. 1-0 pitch. Higgins gives one a ride to right, but playable. This one will be going shallow. Quintero gives way to Paulini, who makes the catch. And that'll do it quickly for the Shorebirds in inning number 7. We stretch from SRP Park. Green Jackets 8, Shorebirds 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks.
Ruzber Estrada has the bottom half of the 7th. He'll start it off for the Green Jackets, as Connor Grady will continue to work with the Shorebirds down by 7. First pitch to Estrada, and it swung on and missed. No one was warming up in the bullpen for the Shorebirds last inning when the Green Jackets got 4 on him. So the Shorebirds are going to let out Grady as far as he can go. The 0-1 to Estrada is a little low, and it's 1-1. So the catcher coming over from Rome, recalled earlier in the week, wasn't getting a ton of playing time, very brief amount of at-bats. 1-1 pitch, an excuse me swing that is rolled foul just behind the bag at first. And it's 1-2. So a good opportunity for Estrada to get some work. Coming over with Antonio Barranca currently on the injured list. An original draft pick by the Braves back in 2018. 1-2 pitch, he swings and misses. And that will be an out. I don't think he knew that ball was in the dirt. And Grady has a strikeout. After 4 straight hits last inning, Grady has gotten the last 4, 3 of them strikeouts. And now here is Mekhi Backstrom with the bases empty. He is looking to get in on the parade today. He's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. There's this Grady, who's starting to settle in a little bit. First pitch to him, a big swing and a miss. 0-1 as they continue to work the inner part to Backstrom. He's hit that pitch before. He's got several big knocks, but he's taking advantage of the ones that are left over the plate. As that one's outside, 1-1. Like most hitters, Backstrom, a very good fastball hitter, and doesn't mean a guy like Connor Grady's not going to throw him one, but if you make a mistake with it, Backstrom can make you pay, as he misses outside with a changeup, and it's 2-1. Now, typically, if you can command all your other things, you're going to start him off with that. Changes, curveballs, sliders, and then give him the fastball when you get that 2 strike count. And as he throws a heater there, and he fouls it back. 2-2. That's called setting up your opponent. And once you get to this level of baseball, you get pitchers who start to command their stuff a little better. They're confident in all counts with some pitches. 2-2. Backstrom lays off the inside slider, went right over the shoe tops. 3-2. As he tries to get on for Braulio Vasquez, who's putting together another good night. 3-2. A swing and a miss. Grady strikes him out, and there are two gone in the inning. Making four strikeouts in the last five batters for Grady, as here comes Vasquez with the bases empty. Now, once again, the bottom third of the order making a ton of noise today for Augusta between Vasquez, Morton, and Blair. The three have combined to reach eight times in this game. They've only been retired twice. First pitch to Vasquez, a wave and a miss, 0-1. Vasquez has reached three times. The double singer also reached on an error. Caden Morton, a strikeout, but also has two singles. And Connor Blair has two hits tonight. 0-1 is one strike. This has been the series of the bottom three for Augusta, especially the last few nights. Break-even pitch. Vasquez chased one. Good pitch on a slow-moving changeup by Grady as he put it down the zone, 1-2. Looking for his first 1-2-3 inning in relief. He's working in his fourth inning. 1-2. Vasquez, a drive deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone, but it is foul. As Vasquez nearly put himself on cycle watch with that home run. Halfway there, single, double, needs the latter two. And a triple and a homer. That had home run distance, but not accuracy. 1-2, and he's swinging a miss. Grady struck him out, and he is caught fire. He strikes out the side in the seventh inning, and we move to the eighth. Augusta 8, Delmarva 1, on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
You can put to work, gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster and flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. It's an 8-1 Augusta lead here in the top half of the eighth inning. Moving right along on this Saturday night. Green Jackets by 7. Added half of their run output tonight in the sixth inning. Another big frame. And has come back to haunt the Shorebirds in what has been another well-pitched game as well. For the Green Jackets, Juan Mateo has his second inning. First pitch is outside to Moises Ramirez, the leadoff man. Ramirez, Hernandez, and Valdez due up for the Shorebirds. Pitch. A foul back by Ramirez. 1-1. 0-2 tonight is Ramirez. Delmarva as a team. Four hits, three errors. A couple of them on catcher. Brian Hernandez, who's on deck. A couple of errant throws on potential base stealers. 1-1. A fastball fired in there by Mateo, and it is 1-2. This has been what's kind of haunted Delmarva for most of the year, the big innings. Finding themselves behind, big crooked numbers, just unable to come back. 1-2, a broken bat, little looper back to Mateo as he plays it on a bounce. He will fire to first and take care of Ramirez. 1-3 on that put out as he splintered his bat as well.
Catcher number 32.
One away for Brian Hernandez. The one day that Delmarva did not get bit by that big inning. It was Thursday, and that was the one game they won. Righty-lefty, first pitch from Mateo is fouled away, and it's 0-1. He also go back to the game on Tuesday, and they didn't give up a big inning, but they gave up a big swing. In the ninth inning, Cal Conley had the walk-off home run on Education Day. The 0-1, a foul back by Hernandez, 0-2, from the hard-throwing Juan Mateo. Released by the Cleveland Guardians organization, formerly the Indians, after last year. Was only there for two seasons, one of them being the 2020 COVID year, so only pitched 1 year there. Atlanta picked him up, and he's been good so far in Augusta. 0-2 is low. It's 1-2. It's a different kind of pitcher, 29 years of age. He hasn't been in professional baseball that long, just recently of Tennessee Wesleyan University, undrafted. Just not your ordinary age for a minor leaguer, at least at this level, but Mateo is throwing well, trying to make a career as the 1-2 pitch. A soft roller down the first baseline. That is foul as Estrada tracks it down. Stays 1-2. Guys like Mateo can move up through systems very quickly. He has a great fastball. 98 miles an hour he hits regularly with it. 97, 98. Velocity alone, he's been used in the closing spot. He does have a save this year, but first time he's thrown in 8 days, so just want to get him some work out there. This is his second inning. If this one goes well, he might have a third. He's thrown 13 pitches. 9 of them are strikes. As he is pounding the zone. One ball and two strikes. Mateo kicks and throws. A broken bat liner to second. Geraldo Quintero will make the catch. As that one had a different sounding shatter to it. And Mateo had to get out of the way of that one as it splits into two pieces. A little floating liner to Quintero. That's an easy catch. But those ones can be made more challenging by the flying lumber in the infield. Mateo able to get out of the way. He certainly wouldn't want to get struck by anything. And now two away for the top of the order. It's Luis Valdez to hit. 8-1 Augusta, top of the eighth inning. Switch hitter is down and in for Mateo as he threw him a breaking ball. On ball, no strikes. Single on the very first pitch of the game has been kept in check since. The double play ball and a strikeout. 1-0 is way high into the backstop. Estrada will just let it go back there. The pitching for Augusta has really settled in here in the later innings. 11 straight shorebirds have been retired. Last man to reach was Higgins on a walk in the fifth inning. The 2-0 is a knee-high ball, maybe a little inside. That's 3-0. And even with the speed of Valdez, Green Jackets able to double him up. Delmarva scored first in this game way back in the first. Last eight runs have belonged to the Green Jackets. The 3-0 is a strike, and he was walking out of the box before the pitch was even there. I have never seen that before. Valdez doesn't like it, and neither does the Shorebird dugout as they talk to Chris Jenke. Now, he was walking towards first before that ball was even there. 3-1. Yeah, that's ball four. That missed low. Now he'll take it. Now, one of the oddest things, it's almost like he was guessing that was going to be ball four. But he gets his base on five pitches as Mateo walks him. First base runner for the Shorebird since the fifth. But still in a spot where Mateo can get through this inning. Two outs, one on for Nolberth Romero. Normal depth all around. Caden Morton playing a little deep in center. Connor Blair is well and left. First pitch to Romero is down and away. 1-0. See if Valdez maybe looks to run. Don't really see it a whole lot in a 7-run game. Test out the arm of Estrada. Not a whole big lead out there. 1-0. A liner to short past a diving Cal Conley into left. Tried to knock that one down at the very least, but a base hit for Nolbert Romero. That's the first hit for Delmar. Had a couple in the first, one in the third, and the other in the fourth. And now one there for Romero, and the first time the Shorebirds have had multiple runners on since the first inning. They've only stranded three out there tonight. And now it's Maciel Desson. Now the Shorebirds maybe look to stir something up here in the eighth inning, down by seven. Mateo's first pitch to Desson is down and away. That's 1-0. Desson a single on the first pitch he saw back in the fourth inning. Otherwise, a couple groundouts in the direction of Caleb Durbin over at third. A kick in the throw. He is outside again, and now bring Estrada out to the mound. As Mateo just tries to get through this inning, and Mike Steele will join the conversation as well. First-year pitching coach making his first appearance out of the dugout. Just trying to calm him down a little bit. So in the meantime, let's check out the Atlanta Braves scoreboard today. Atlanta currently with a 3-1 lead, or the Rangers have a 3-1 lead, excuse me, over the Braves in the fourth inning. That game is at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. Braves won last night 6-3. Rangers currently leading. As we also look at the minor league affiliates, Gwinnett is having a great series against Norfolk. The Tides, the Baltimore affiliate, they lead them 5-0 in the eighth in Couray Field in Gwinnett County. Mississippi playing good baseball. It's 4-run second inning today has the Mississippi Braves, the AA club out on Montgomery, 6-3. 9 hits early on for Mississippi. And maybe the most consistent minor league team so far for Atlanta has been their high A club. Rome is 12-7. They lead Greensboro 7-5. That is in the eighth inning. A lot of Green Jackets from last year on that club. Including Vaughn Grissom. And the pitch is inside. That actually grazed the jersey of Desson as it went to the backstop. And the bases are going to be loaded for Isaac Bologna. So if Delmarva is going to get back in the game, it could come right here. Their cleanup batter comes up with the bases full of birds. There are a few good Green Jackets from last year having a good season. Landon is getting on base quite a bit. Incredible on-base percentage. Top 10 prospect now for the Braves as the first pitch is down and in. 1-0. Justin Henry Malloy, another guy I think people might be sleeping on. Played here at the back half of last year after being drafted out of Georgia Tech. Has been a good corner infield over at third mostly for the Rome Braves. Andrew Hoffman, a pitcher through, I believe, last night. He's a top 30 guy. Also spent most of last year in Augusta. That one's down and in. It's 2-0. A lot of guys to watch, and certainly not surprising to see Rome playing as well as they are. There's a lot of good talent on that team. Top talent in the farm system, Michael Harris, and Estrada a little shaken up after he took that one, the chop somewhere. And Michael Harris, the top prospect in the organization, the consensus, number one man atop the 30-man, 40-man list, wherever you look. Having a nice year in Mississippi. Has really clobbered right-handed pitching. 2-0. A half swing, couldn't hold up. What was ball three? Threw him a slider down away. Good pitch by Mateo, showing the confidence with it. On a 2-0 count, the base is loaded, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch from Mateo. And it's in the dirt again as Estrada keeps it in front. Now 3-1. In the meantime, action is just beginning in the bullpen for Augusta. It looks like J.J. Necro is playing catch. Not quite. Ben Dumb is playing catch. Guess they might see Necro pitch tomorrow. Mateo ready. Takes a big breath. 3-1 pitch is inside. He lost him, and that'll force in a run. Bases loaded walk to Isaac Bologna, and it's an 8-2 game. Three walks and a single after Mateo got the first two guys out in this inning. Now just struggling to find the command to get the final out. And up by six now. One big swing, and all of a sudden, Delmarva might feel a little more confident about themselves. Had a late rally yesterday in the ninth inning. Got denied at the very end because of a double play ball. Righty, righty. Tavares the batter. First pitch is just off the outside corner. Mateo just does not have that breaking ball command that he once did. Gas ball just barely off on the corners, but again, they're good pitches. Not off by much. 1-0 pitch. That one's a strike. Very similar spot. 1-1. trying to get that slider to work, but he's also got the velocity on the gas to get you in that way too. Break even pitch. A grounder to second. Quintero is there, down to a knee on the first. Low throw picked up by Vasquez, and that will retire the side. Shorebirds put the pressure on Mateo, but he limits the damage to just one with two outs, and we are through 7.5 from SRP Park. It's now Augusta 8, Delmarva 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
At Augusta, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted.
Hi, this is Landon Leach with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
Bob of the eighth inning, 2-2 Augusta after the run came in on a bases loaded walk for Delmarva last inning. That's all they got, though. New pitcher for the Shorebirds, right-hander Hugo Beltran, right-hander from Columbia. Working for the second time in this series, he also pitched back on Tuesday. Pitched a couple of innings, allowed one unearned run to score. It says Caden Morton to start. First pitch to Caden is a strike from the right-hander Beltran, who's on for the fifth time this year. Pitched a couple of times in the Myrtle Beach series. Also made his debut against Lynchburg back on Saturday, April 16th. 0-1. A slow chopper foul down the third base side, and it's 0-2 to Caden Morton. Beltran, 21 years of age, was originally brought in by the Los Angeles Dodgers back in 2017. Signed him to a minor league international contract. Orioles acquired him in July of last year. They traded cash away to get him as Beltran gets a grounder right back to him off the end by Morton. Underhand flip the first, and that is out number one. Good old cash considerations. Beltran's got the first out. Here is Connor Blair. 8-2 Augusta, bottom of the eighth inning. Connor Blair to the plate. He's had himself a nice night, a couple of hits. Single and a double. Ready, first pitch to Blair is on the inside corners. He threw him a spinner. 0-1. 1-3 on that last put out if you're keeping track back at home still. And what has been a fast moving ball game once again. The 0-1. A swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. And I talked about the pitch clock a little bit last night and what Tucker Davidson, one of the pitchers in the Braves organization, had to say, but you've seen results. First time the Green Jackets had it here, had a 20-walk combined game with the Woodpeckers back on April the 19th. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt, and it's 1-2. And despite 20 combined walks, a game in which Augusta won 8-6, that game lasted just over 3 hours, about 3 hours and 5 minutes. And you would never think that would be a game that took 3 hours, but that game was moving. Pitchers are moving quicker. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. And Beltran strikes out Blair, and there are two away in the Augusta eighth inning. And now Caleb Durbin to the plate. doubled his last time up as part of the big sixth inning. He has the last hit for the Green Jackets since his two-run double. That made it 7-2. The last eight Green Jackets have been retired, with six of them going down via the K. Only Caden Morton and Stephen Pelini put the ball in play, but both of those stayed in the infield. It has been a 180 turn for the Shorebirds since that point. As Durbin goes the other way, grounds it to Higgins. He will race him to the bag and win the race by a couple of steps. And Beltran puts up a 1-2-3 inning of work. We move to the ninth here from SRP Park. Green Jacket three outs away from a series victory. It's 8-2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at
access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Vendome is on to close this one out for Augusta. He's got the final three outs passed in front of him. And what is an 8-2 lead for Augusta? It'll be the middle of the order. Isaac DeLeon to start it off, the number five hitter. That's the right-handed throwing Vendome. It's the number six hitter, actually. And DeLeon, who is 0-3 coming up against Dumb, was the fourth pitcher used tonight by Augusta. First pitch is fouled straight back. And it's 0-1. Sam Strickland covered four innings in this game for Augusta. Two innings for Miguel Pena, two for Juan Mateo. Had to work a little bit to get that final out last inning. And now Vendome's got the final three. 0-1 pitch. DeLeon takes strike two. Dots the eye on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. O-2, a little nubber. This is going to stay fair to the right side of home, and a little flip by Estrada down to first to take care of Isaac DeLeon. One away. Hit right off the end with some little twist to it. Stayed fair, and Estrada hopped on it immediately and had a nice, easy throw. DeLeon now 0-4. It's Ryan Higgins now the batter. As we do it one final time here tomorrow from SRP Park. 1:35 finale for this series in the opening 12-game homestand. And it has really flown by. Righty on righty. First pitch is a little tall. And away to Higgins. One ball and no strikes. Has a walk in this game. Otherwise, 0-2. The 1-0 offering is tight. Missed inside this time as Dumb working with his former battery mate. Both these guys started the year in Rome and likely destined to get back there at some point once Augusta gets a little healthier. Two balls and no strikes. Dumb kicks and throws as it's fouled away to the right side. 2-1. As the right-hander from VCU University, Virginia Commonwealth, and Elliottsburg, Pennsylvania native. Looking to put down the Shorebirds in order and cap off an 8-2 win. 2-1, a half swing slider. They will ask at first, and he did not go. As Juan Gomez throws up the deny sign. Roiber Salinas slated to start tomorrow for Augusta. He was magnificent in his Tuesday start. Shane Davis will be his mound opponent. Now set the probables for tomorrow. 3-1, a soft grounder to third. Charging Durbin, he gloves, throws on the run, and takes care of Higgins. Shorebirds are down to their final out, as Durbin has been busy over at the hot corner today. Fourth ground out in the direction of Durbin. He's taking care of all of them. More ground ball outs, and now Estrada's getting checked out by Austin Smith, and I'm not sure if that hand is bothering him again. He's got a... He's saying he's good. Not sure if he saw something, but... And he got hit on the right hand, so his unprotected hand as the catcher on a foul ball. And I think Austin Smith just double-checking if he saw something on a previous play. But now it's up to Moises Ramirez to extend this game. First pitch, a wave and a miss. And it's 0-1. Post-game show presented to you by Easy Go. Concludes our coverage here tonight. That'll come to you right after the final out. 0-1. A wave and a miss again. Back-to-back big sliders from Ben Dumb. And one more strike left for Delmarva. Can Dumb put him down in order? Couple ground outs. Trying to take care of Moises Ramirez to cap off a Saturday win. The 0-2 pitch is outside. 1-2. Green Jackets an out away, a strike away from a series victory at home, and a chance to take 5 of 6 tomorrow. 1-2, a foul away as Ramirez stays alive, sent to the right side. 1-2, still got plenty of fans here. Got a fireworks show coming up. Just over 8:30 locally. Here in North Augusta. 1-2. He got him. Up and in with a fastball. Swing and a miss. And Ben Dumb closes out an 8-2 win for Augusta as they will secure a series victory against the Shorebirds, taking 4 out of 5. And also a homestand victory. Good showing tonight by the pitching. Big extra base offense leads Augusta to an 8-2 victory. We've got more on it. The totals and summaries are coming up next. Augusta defeats Delmarva 8-2 on this Saturday night from SRP Park.
Be fun. Take a trip. Bank it. Get that big flat screen TV. Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
Welcome to the postgame show presented to you by Easy Go from SRP Park. The Green Jackets take the series by winning 8-2 here on this Saturday night against Elmira. They've made it 4 out of 2 games over 500 for the first time this year. As Augusta used some early offense once again in a great four-man pitching performance from Sam Strickland, Miguel Pena, Juan Mateo, and Ben Dumb to finish out the ball game. 8-2 the final score as we check out the final numbers of this one. For Delmarva, they're now 6-14 on the season. 2 runs on 5 hits, 3 errors. They stranded 6. Augusta, 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They stranded 5 runners on base. Green Jackets are now 11-9 through their first 20 games of the season. Winning pitcher tonight is Miguel Pena. He is now 1-0. Losing pitcher is Moises Chassé, now 0-1. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,060. Here from SRP Park. Now time for our IT guy of the game, presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. And in his first game this year with the Green Jackets, Roosper Estrada made an instant impact. 2 for 4, 2 RBI doubles as he finished with 2 RBIs on the night. He is tonight's IT player of the game, presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. And now for our WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game. That'd be Caleb Durbin, the final blow of this game. A 2-run double down the line for Durbin. His team bats 14th and 15th RBI to go along with his 7th double as Durbin continues to have a fantastic first full season in Augusta. He is tonight's WOW phone and internet cable player of the ball game. Caleb Durbin takes home those honors. Briefly now time for one final drive around the league presented by Easy Go. In the Carolina League, Lynchburg on top of Salem 9-4 in the 8th inning. Fredericksburg beats Charleston 6-1. That is a final. Myrtle Beach tops Columbia 9-1 at TicketReturn.com Field. Fayetteville over Kannapolis 2-1, and Down East takes care of Carolina 2-0. Atlanta Braves scores. Rome leads Greensboro 8-5 in the 9th inning. Gwinnett shuts out Norfolk 5-0, and Mississippi defeats Montgomery 6-3. Actually, that's not a final. That game's in the 5th inning. Still plenty of game left on that one. And currently, the Atlanta Braves trail the Texas Rangers 3-1. That game last check in the 5th inning. As we wrap things up here from SRP Park, we've got the finale of this homestand coming up tomorrow. Shane Davis against Roiber Salinas. Same matchup as we saw on Tuesday night. Those two will go at it. It'll be Salinas looking to follow up his 12th strikeout performance back on Tuesday against Shane Davis, his counterpart on that afternoon at Education Day. Otherwise, that is all for us. We've got fireworks coming up here at the ballpark momentarily. Green Jackets winning 8-2, the final score. For Mitchell Spelt, saying so long from Augusta. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. From North Augusta, have a great rest of your night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.